Blog Talk Radio.
Taking the field here in a minute.
as the Phantoms line up to punt. Oh, we got some screaming fans. Fans are excited.
Yes. I'm excited too. I'm very excited.
We also have DJ Baby Chino. DJ Baby Chino is the official DJ for the Las Vegas Showgirls. The youngest tour DJ in the world. Pretty impressive. Park straight up in the air.
No fair catch called yet. Bouncing to the Showgirls 42-yard line. Be first and 10.
There we go. All right. Let's see. I want to thank some of our sponsors here for Las Vegas Showgirls. 22nd Fitness, Atomic 7, Auto Call, Carol Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, EFEA, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Body by Coach Lee, The Ultimate Workout, the What's Up NFL Flag Football League, Elite Sports Football League, the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas, of course, Cheyenne High School for hosting this event, the Girls in World Sports at Cheyenne High School, and it's not too late to become a partner with the Las Vegas Showgirls. So go to the team website and sign up, or see Mr. O.B., the general manager of the Showgirls. First down and 10, timeout, Showgirls. What do you think of the action so far there, Mike D?
It's interesting, you know. They have, you know, this is real football. This is real players, you know, real pads. It's no lingerie or any kind
no
of...
No lingerie, for sure.
Different type variation of football. This is the real deal, you know. They got full pads, helmets, and makes you miss the action from high school, you know.
Yeah, for sure. We are on this Cheyenne field, beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. And now, right now, coming onto the field for the Showgirls is their all-time leading receiver and tackler, Kerry Walters, number 29. Well, Coach Lee says she's a beast at linebacker, and she'll also go out there and catch about 10 passes tonight, hopefully.
Yeah, little Iron Man football coming, you know, playing both sides, offense and defense, you know, it's tough. I could imagine doing it. You know, these girls are putting all their effort into it, and I appreciate it. We got first and 10 here on the 42-yard line of the Showgirls.
Got the eye
formation. Handoff. Fumble. Oh, it's a fumble. And Showgirls recover on the 43-yard line. It'll be second and 9.
That was Gina Lorenzo is their fullback, number 88 for the Showgirls.
Yes.
And Mykeisha Edwards, number 32, is their running back. Set up in another I form formation. Got two here on the left hand side, one on the right. The Showgirls are going right to left on your internet radio dial. Oh, she hit the backfield.
Oh, look at this.
Uh oh, she breaks it. That's about a 12-yard run right there.
Yeah. Mykeisha Edwards, number 32,
yeah.
Carried that about 15 yards. We first and 10 from the Phantoms 47.
First time in Phantoms. First time in Phantoms territory right now.
Yeah.
And the crowd size, I mean, we have about 200 people there watching this game tonight. Nice crowd for the first
game
of the season.
Exhibition,
yeah.
Can I imagine?
Yeah, exactly.
Better.
First
no,
game of the season, Jackpot Bowl.
And Brandon Chase from the 47-yard line of Phantoms hands off to number 88, Gina Lorenzo, for about 2 yards. Second and 8 coming up.
Way to go on that play-by-play there, Mike D.
Oh, yeah.
The Phantoms, this is their first year as a team, Mike. And they're an experienced team, though. Like I said, the quarterback has 11 years been playing football, and they split from the Arizona Assassins, who are in the WFA.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the first game. That's going to be the first game that the Las Vegas Showgirls open up against this year on April 14th, the Arizona Assassins. They were the co-champs from last season, and that game will be April 14th right here at Cheyenne High School Stadium.
Yeah, second and 8 from the Phantoms 45.
In the 8th package.
Brittany Chase drops back. Oh,
there we go.
Pass to number 29, Kerry Walters, for 10 yards. The first and 10, the Phantoms 35.
That looks like about 14 yards or so, eh? First down, Showgirls. Looks like so much for the Phantoms showing the surprise. Showgirls are moving the ball right here.
Oh, well, you know, Coach Adrian, he came down talking like they were going to be all big and bad. And, you know, I'm not really seeing anything. Showgirls are driving the ball.
First down from the 35, I formation. Hands it off.
Gina Lorenzi, number 88.
I think I'm going blind, Mike. I can't see any of the numbers here.
4 yard carry. It's on the Phantoms, pretty
good. Good thing you got the eagle eye there, buddy.
I do. You know, 2020. Brittany Chaser put together a very nice drive for Showgirls.
We got second down and about 7 here. Second down and 7 for the Showgirls. A couple subs coming on the field. Looks like a couple wide receivers. It might be bigger package here. I haven't seen any action from Vanessa Hernandez yet. Coach Lee told us before the game she's going to be one of their big targets, number 23. We'll see.
Yeah, you know, the tight ends, Vanessa Hernandez, you know, they were in the NFL this year. See, you know, a lot of options, and see a lot of teams doing stuff in the future. Got a running back here.
The toss. That's a good play. That took them a first down,
you got
right?
You got a flag on the play.
First flag of the stadium. First flag of the game, excuse me.
First flag of the radio show.
You throwing a flag on me right now?
Well, you know, you never know. It could happen. You got holding on the offense. That'd be a 10-yard penalty.
That would drop it back to about second and 17 or so?
17,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to back them up here.
You can give it up for the refs. I don't see that hole.
There will be also a after party, Mike. Did you know about that? Are we going to be hitting up the after party?
I will definitely be there. Would you let everybody
I apologize. The after party starts next week on Patty's Day night, March 17th, at the ETA Lounge. That'll be the post-game party.
What a holiday an after party on, huh?
You can come meet the team, get autographs, and you'll have official merchandise on sale April 14th. Chase drops back to pass.
No, almost intercepted. You better be careful with that.
Yeah, that was pretty close to being intercepted right there.
Tight coverage from the defense. I also want to give a big thanks to the Las Vegas Showgirls cheerleaders down there. They're working their butts off over here.
Also, DJ Baby Chino. Did we mention him? He's the official DJ of the Las Vegas Showgirls. I think we did already.
He's 8 years old. It's kind of mind-blowing to see an 8-year-old, you know, do some incredible things on the turntables like that.
He was popping up the crowd. Oh, it looks like a blitz coming from the Phantoms. Nope, they drop back. That looks like a false start. Yeah, it's going to be a false start. Going to drop the Showgirls back a couple more yards now. And the crowd keeps growing here, actually. We're getting some more fans. There's late fans coming in right now.
Get a false start on the Showgirls. It's going to back them up to about 3rd and 17.
Yeah.
Drive started out really nice. You know, a couple penalties hurt you like that, you know.
You know, and like Coach Lee said before the game, they just want to get experience in this game. They just started hitting. They're about 8 practices now. And he said the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense. So, yeah. It's going to be a rough start right here.
3rd and 17 from the Phantoms 40-yard line. Chase drops back, flat pass to
swing
88.
Pass.
There you go, Gina Lorenzi right there again.
Think that was about seven yards on that one?
Yeah, we got 4th and 10 coming up from the Phantoms 35.
Yeah, they're going to go for it. They're going for it on 4th down already.
Hey, you know, it's Vegas. You got to gamble, you know?
You got to be all in, right? All in from the get.
Exactly.
Which is what the Showgirls were a few years ago. I mean, 2009 and 2010, they made it to the playoffs. They were first in their division, lost in the American Conference semifinal in 2009. 2010, they lost in the American Conference Championship. They had a 10-2 record that year. But they had a couple players leave, so they're starting over.
Chase drops back from the 40-yard line, throws it deep. Incomplete.
Yeah.
Turnover on down. Showgirls turn it over to the Phantoms. They get the ball back from the 40-yard line. No territory.
And those Las Vegas Showgirls shooters are getting it right now. There you go. Doing plenty of kicks.
you have beautiful girls playing football, and you have beautiful girls cheering for the girls playing football.
And it's a gorgeous night tonight. It's like 70 degrees out here.
It is.
Great night in March in Vegas. Hope you guys, wish you guys could be here, actually. And not to worry, there'll be plenty of chances for you to come see your Las Vegas showgirls in the future.
Yeah.
Big schedule, big season coming up. They start April 14th right here against the Arizona Assassins, last year's co-champions.
And a handoff from the Phantoms.
Big back. That's a bruising back right there. You can hear the coach screaming that out.
To his trucking. That's number 24 for the Phantoms. Name is Micah Dennis Shaw, nicknamed Baby Ray. She wasn't a baby on that play. She was trucking.
Mike, do you have that their lineup too?
I do.
You have one for me? Are there two copies?
There were two.
Here you go.
Plan provide. It's okay, Mike.
Like, oh, it's right under all my papers. Hey, like I said, first broadcast. Sorry, folks.
Flag on the play. Number 24, Micah DeRossi again. She's botched up by the ref. The call for you in a second.
There's a shotgun formation with two backs there. She handed it off to Micah Denise Shaw, Baby Ray.
Got offsides on the defense on the showgirls. That'll be a 5-yard penalty.
That's gonna bring them close to a first down right now, if not a first down already.
Phantoms taking some substitutions. It'll be first and 10 on the 45-yard line of the Texas Phantoms.
That will be a first down.
47-yard line of the Phantoms. DeRossi brings her offense up to the line. Shotgun formation, dual back.
Two running backs in the backfield. Hands it off to 27.
Number 27.
Carolyn.
Where she takes it. Wow.
That's about a 15-yard run or so, huh?
Yeah. We got a late flag, too.
Another flag, late flag. A little bit extracurricular.
Activities.
Did we just say the same thing? We just jinxed each other.
You finish each other's sentences. Okay.
27 was one of the players that Coach Lee was worried about when this game started, right? He did say that Carolyn O'Gunwar was going to be one to watch out for.
Exactly.
Oh, DJ Baby Chino's got them beats bumping.
You know, he's so cute. He's got a little stool he stands on.
Yeah.
You know, he opened up for Kid Rock, you know, one time. So
yes,
you know,
he did.
He's
big time. He's actually, his manager actually told us that he's going to be on the Kid Rock cruise coming up in a couple weeks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Glad to be there, baby.
Right. Maybe we should get to know him a little better. He'll hook us up with some tickets.
Special call from the referee. We got a personal foul on the showgirls. 15-yard penalty.
Ooh, that's a big one. That's going to put them all the way. They're going to be close to red zone territory right here. That's about a 30.
And first and 10 for the Phantoms on the showgirls 30.
They look like
DeRossi brings her offense up. They got the run of the shotgun a lot, you know. One wide receiver in the slot.
Back in shotgun once again. Oh, there's a blitz on. Oh, it was close to getting her there. She threw it away. That's a good throw away, though. You don't want to take that sack. That's about a 20-yard loss, 15-yard loss if she took that sack.
She's lucky she shouldn't get an intentional grounding penalty. No.
There was a player there, no? No? I guess there wasn't. It was a couple yards away, yeah. It will now be second and 10 from the 30, from the Showgirls 30. They are in Showgirls territory here. You know, Coach Adrian told us before the game, Mike, that they're not going to be as aggressive as they want to be because this is just like their, like we said, their first game lining up against another team. Deep pass to Rossi.
A drop pass.
That should have been at least first and goal right there.
That
should have been first and goal right there.
Yeah. Yeah, third and 10 coming up from the Showgirls 30. Drop on number 17, Kristen Foster. Shotgun formation. Oh, she's passing again.
Oh, man, she has got some cannon on her. I'm like, I see that. She's got a hand cannon on her, man. I mean, she threw from the 30 to about the 5-yard line right there. Just out of the reach.
I guess that's what 11 years experience in football does, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with here, right here. Three, fourth down and 10, and a timeout for the Phoenix Panthers.
You know, having an arm is one thing, but 11 years experience, you know, football, that's smartness, that's awareness. That's, you know, probably a better thing to have.
With that timeout, we have about 3:27 left in the first quarter, and there's no score right now in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Phoenix Phantom coming in here to visit our Las Vegas showgirls. DJ Baby Gino is mixing it up right now. It is Baby Gino for sure. Everybody knows his reputation. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for tuning in to the Independent Sports Network up here on Blog Talk Radio. Checking out the 2012 Jackpot.
It is. It's Vegas, you know.
This is just the beginning here, too. Coach Lee is going to get this What's Up Girls Tackle Football League started in Vegas for girls who want to be just like the Las Vegas showgirls. I mean, this league is going to span the whole country, the WFA. I mean, there's teams from New York to Florida. I mean, it's everywhere. So if your girl wants to get in on the action, just visit their website. It's wasupsports.com. That's W-A-S-U-P sports.com. Or contact them at 702-764-8878.
The Rocks back to the game. Oh, the Rocks are back again. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that really good coverage on the outside from the Showgirls defense. The cornerback is really playing tight in that wide receiver.
That pass was number 15, Mary Ahern. A-Ren.
I was watching her in the pregame warm-up. She's got some hands on her. She's like a West Welker type. Catching everything she got caught at.
You know, like Coach Lee said before the game, the defense is ahead of their offense right now. So the defense is going to try to shut down this Phantom team. And they're doing a good job so far. The Las Vegas Showgirls take over right here on the 30-yard line, giving first and 10 for them. Again, no score. About 3:20 left in the first quarter here at beautiful Cheyenne High School Field, George E. Perry Memorial Stadium.
The Showgirls can capitalize on the turnover on downs to this.
Was that Brittany Chase under center right now? Hands off. And she's not going anywhere.
Keisha Edwards.
3-4 yard loss there?
Yeah. I'm looking at a second and 14 from the 26-yard line in the Showgirls.
Thank God you have those eagle eyes, Mike. Man, I cannot see the number up here. I am blind. That actually was only, it looks like she got forward progress. She got about -1 yard, so it's about second and 11 right now. That's two running backs in the backfield. Three wide receivers, two stacked on the left hand side of the field. Get him, girl. Get it.
All right, you got the old Tebow option here.
Ooh. Took a hard hit. Yeah, that's a hard hit. But she gets right back up. 19-year-old Anna Lawson, man. She's a tough girl.
The impact is real. This is real football.
Yeah, this
is they're padded up in their legs, their head. They got the helmets. No lingerie.
Yeah, no lingerie. Real
players.
You can see it for yourself. Just visit lzshowgirls.com, and there's a Z at the end of that. Showgirls with a Z. Just like the Phantoms have a Z at the end of their name.
36 coming up here from the Showgirls 33.
Ace formation, got three wide receivers, one running back. Chase dropped back to pass.
Oh, it's completed.
Oh, oh, she takes one hit,
arm.
Takes two. She's, oh, man, she's moving the pile. She got hit with about 5 yards to go, and she made it about 1 yard short, I believe.
Catch by number 29, Kerry Walters.
Looks like it's going to be fourth and about one or two for the Showgirls on their own 39-yard line or so. They're going for it. Did you get any by any? I mean, baseball, the national pastime, they're in spring training right now, and you don't see anything about that on any of the sports networks. Everyone's talking about Peyton Manning and where he's going to end up because football is the national pastime.
I agree. He's a hell of a player, and you know, wish him luck for whichever team he decides to sign with, which should be next week. I'd imagine him wanting to get into, you know, whatever facility and team he decides to join and just, you know, do the work. You know, the kind of player he is. He's a stand-up guy. He's got all class, you know.
Honestly, right now, football should be the number one conversation on all sports networks, and that's what it is, because football is a national pastime. And what better way to get your football in the spring than right here at the Las Vegas Showgirls? We're starting the second quarter, yes. Four wide receivers, no running back, five wide receivers.
You got a flag to start the quarter. Come on, it's never good.
Look at that. Coach Adrian is upset on the other side. He's yelling
fired
at
up.
He's
running on the field right now.
Ooh, false start on the Showgirls. It's going to back them up to first and 15. And if my voice cracks one more time, like I'm a 16-year-old boy.
Oh, you're all right.
Oh, man. It's good to be with you, folks. My name is Mike Slater, hanging out with my broadcast partner, Mike DeVore.
Hey.
We are bringing you the Las Vegas Showgirls game from Cheyenne High School here in beautiful Las Vegas. 70 degrees today. It's amazing weather.
Oh, wow, look at that. Nice penetration by number 20.
They try to run that play. Mike, did they try to run that play three times in a row?
I think so.
I think they try to run the same wide receiver, goes in motion, try to hand it off to her. I think they ran that play three times in a row. Phantoms blew it up in the backfield.
All right, we were on the field earlier before the game with Coach Adrian of the Phantoms. Number four, Aaron O'Brien. He said that she has the smartest IQ of a football player that, you know, he's ever coached.
Right.
Aired number four, about a 7-yard long span.
For sure. Also, their weak side linebacker, he said, had 14 sacks last season. That's amazing.
It's impressive. It's not easy, folks. It's not easy.
Brittany Chase under center right now. One running back in the backfield, four wide receivers. She drops back to pass.
Right through the hands.
Right through the hands of number 25.
25.
Mary Hildebrandt. Oh, man. That was right in her bread basket.
And, you know, we got a couple of these big plays where they're dropping these passes. Thank you. 13-15 left in the second quarter, still nothing. Another drop. Can you believe that?
This is a 2012 Jackpot Bowl, by the way. If you're just tuning into the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio, we thank you so much for listening. All right, show goes come up the line about third and 20, it looks like. Brittany Chase under center. Drop back to pass. That was a whammy from the 40 on the Phantom.
Stephanie Hahn, number 40.
Stephanie Hahn, yes.
She came in unblocked. That was a dangerous situation.
That was a straight shot. It's going to force the Showgirls to punt here. No score on the board. Just under 13 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
The points don't come easy, and the A team is losing right now. I mean, I'm going to get it going. Get number 15, Mary Ahern, lined up deep for the Phantoms, receive the punt. See what she can do with the ball.
There's a snap.
A little push punt out of bounds.
Rolled into the end zone. That's going to be a touchback for the Phoenix Phantom. They'll start first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Those Las Vegas Showgirl cheerleaders are getting into it. Again, we want to thank our sponsors, 22nd Fitness, Atomic 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, EFCA, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Stores West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Body by Coach Lee, the Ultimate Workout, the What's Up NFL Flag Football League and the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League in Las Vegas. Also, Elite Sports Football League, Cheyenne High School, and the Girls Intramural Sports at Cheyenne High School. First and 10 for the Phoenix Phantom. The Rossi batting shotgun with two running backs flying in there. Handoff.
Number 23, Julia DeFer.
Lady J.
Excuse me. No gain on the play. Actually, I think she lost the yard. The second and 11 from the show, Phantoms 19.
Might have a little loose connection here. Hope you guys can still hear me. I'm going to hold it up to my mouth. Maybe this will be a little bit better. We're coming over cell phones here, so.
As long as you get some job done, you know. Function over form.
DeRossi is under center right now. Toss.
Oh, look at that.
That's a big run. She's not stopping.
Yeah.
That's a 12-yard run right there. Can you see the number right there?
Yeah,
again.
That's number 42. Her name is Desiree Belliard. Her name, nickname is Brick House. So people are listening at home.
House.
She had about three showgirls on her. Could bring her down. Time they got a bounce.
Yeah,
seriously. The Phantoms, is that 29?
Third and one or two, yep. Phantoms come up to the line. DeRossi under center one more time with two backs and the eye back. That's cool.
First down for the Phantoms.
Tell her I'm calling. Oh, there I am. I'm back again.
He's back.
Yeah, I had a little connection problem there. I apologize for that.
Oh, fumble on the play.
Fumble quarterback. Hey, that didn't turn out too bad for him, though.
Fumble
turns into a pickle of about 4 or 5 yards.
Almost thought it was a flea flicker. The running back looked back at the quarterback. Like, what do I do? Headlights kind of thing.
Again, Mike Slater, myself, and Mike DeMore sitting here with you. Cheyenne High School. 2012 Jackpot Bowl. We thank you for listening to the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. It's better now. It's all
it
good.
It is. Glad to have you back.
DeRossi under center, second and 9. Hands it off. Ooh. Whammy.
Baby Ray on the carry for 2 yards, looks like.
Yeah, that was a bruising run there for Baby Ray, man. She took a couple hits. Going to be third and about 6 or 7 for the Phoenix Phantoms on their own, looks like about almost 39-yard line. I don't even think, have the Phantoms been on the Las Vegas Showgirls side of the field yet, Mike?
I don't believe so. No.
Rossi is back in shotgun. DeRossi back in shotgun. Oh, she's going for it. She's going for the big ball.
For it all.
Ooh, just overthrows Mary Ahern.
Yeah.
I can see them when they come that close to me, Mike.
No,
if they come to this side. Oh, there is a flag on the play, Mike. There is a flag on the play. The side judge threw a flag. I don't know if that's pass interference there or holding, but we'll find out in a second. Great day for football, man.
Oh, it's beautiful outside. You got 60-degree weather out here in Vegas, you know. Beats being in the snow back east.
Oh, that was a false start of the play? No. That's against the showgirls, but he made the motion of a false start.
Yeah, it looked like offside.
Must have been offside, yes.
Must have been, because I kind of recognize that sign.
Okay. It's going to be 4th and 1 for the Phantoms on their own 44-yard line.
Wouldn't be surprised here if you see a, you know, right up the gut from number 24, Baby Ray. She's been moving the ball all night on Showgirls.
I think the refs might be a little confused on what they were calling on that play. But it'll be a first down now. Okay.
All right.
First down for the Phantoms, first and 10 on their own 43-yard line. Even the crowd doesn't know what they called, Mike. So we're not that bad.
Yeah.
Big bruise and run there.
Baby Ray. Wow.
Yeah, the Phantoms coaches are happy about that one.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Little Giants, but that was close from an instance of them trying to tackle that guy, you know, like four or five guys on Baby Ray, number 24 from the Phantoms. She just won't go down.
Uh-oh. I think there was a penalty on that play as well. The Phantoms are backing up like it was a penalty against them. Going to be holding on the Phantoms. That'll back them up about 10 yards. It'll be first and 20 from their own 34-yard line. That's right. The Showgirls cheerleaders are getting the crowd into it right now. The Canada defense. Let's see what they can come up with here on first down. Jarofsky back in shotgun. One running back. Four wide receivers. Big pass to Ross. He's going up top.
All right.
Oh, and that's complete to number 17, Kristen Foster. And that's going to be about a, 30, 40-yard pass there, Mike?
Looks like about 35. Yeah, on the Showgirls, first and 10 for the Phantoms on the Showgirls, 33-yard line. That was a beautiful pass. That was a beautiful catch.
That was a great catch. That's going to put the Phantoms in Showgirls territory for the first time today.
Yeah.
Ball on the 33-yard line.
As tight as their defense has been playing, I'm surprised they gave up such a big pass on
the You know, if she caught her in stride, if she didn't have to kind of slow up on that, that could have been a touchdown right there.
That could have, yeah.
The Rossi has a cannon on her, man.
She's got a hell of an arm.
She drops back the pass again. She passes it. She passes it because she has some pressure in the backfield. The receiver hadn't turned around yet, but she had to get rid of it because she was pretty close to getting sacked right there.
And it looks like pressure from number two from the Showgirls, Yvette Tanner. Just on the blind side there.
We have just under 8 minutes here. No score still at Cheyenne High School between the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Phoenix Phantoms here in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. And DeRoff is going to be under center for this play. One running back in the backfield. She hands it off. Big run up the gut. Oh, whammy.
Look at her go. Look at
wow.
her.
That was Baby Ray taking on the Showgirls defender and planting her into the ground.
That was the whole team, not just one defender, believe me.
Well, one girl hit her, but one girl attempted to tackle her, but didn't work too well.
See number two, the previous coach on the play, Yvette Tanner, she's going to take a break after that. She got pancaked pretty good there.
That was a whammy. Yeah,
that was a whammy.
That's going to be first down and 10 for the Phantoms here on the Showgirls, about 22-yard line. DeRossi back in shotgun again with two running backs flanking her. She hands it off to number 27.
Wow.
Carolyn O'Goodware.
Oh, we got a ball.
Oh.
It's over by the
Who
Phantom.
Falls onto it? Oh, Phantom fell on it.
That's number 78. Amber Hartley.
You got it. Good call.
Earned her paycheck for the week right there.
Yeah.
Hey, she got a fall on her butt.
I think the Phantoms are really giving Coach Adrian what he wanted today. He wanted to see some effort and some execution. He knew it wasn't going to be perfect, but they're moving the ball right now.
Watch
back in shotgun again.
Barry Ahern, watch number 15. Lined up in the slot to the left.
She's scrambling. DeRossi scrambling. Got to throw it away. That was close, though. She almost didn't throw it away. She almost threw it right to a Showgirls defender right there. Pretty close. We'll have third down and 10 here from the Las Vegas Showgirls 22, 6:11 on the clock. Clock is stopped right now.
Yeah. Incomplete pass.
Uh-oh. The Las Vegas Showgirls shooters are lining up for something special right here. And the crowd keeps growing. I think we're at about 250 people here today, man. It's a good crowd for a exhibition game.
They're piling in. You know, also lined up is the Phantoms here, which Angel DeRossi. He got some trick up her sleeve.
Yeah, it was a big pass. Just over the head of number 17.
Flag on the play, though. And you have an injured Phantom on the field.
Yeah, that's unfortunate to see somebody getting hurt. Never want to see that.
Injury timeout here.
So next week, the Las Vegas Showgirls are going to have a special 8-on-8 exhibition game against some girls from the Women's Spring Football League. And if I can find it, those teams will be the Ventura Black Widows, the Salt City Archangel, and the Nevada Storm. They'll be in here, Cheyenne High School, beautiful Georgie Perry Memorial Stadium next weekend, March 17th, and they'll have a special 8-on-8 tournament.
Injured on the play, got number 78. That's Amber Hartley. And you can tell the respect from all the teams because both teams are down on their knees, you know, nailing help is the best for Amber Hartley. She seems to get up and walk out the field now.
Yeah, she's favoring that right leg there, man. It did not look good.
Yeah.
Oh, she's running off now. She's trying.
Yeah.
Way to go. Good job for her.
Back to the injury timeout now, and it'll be.
Crowd giving her
10.
Some applause for that one.
Fourth and 10 coming up here for the Phantoms on the Showgirls 23-yard line. They're going to go for it. They're going to try a field goal.
I'm going to write something up about science. Okay,
it's not
right now.
Fourth and 10 coming up here.
DeRossi back at shotgun once again. One running back in the backfield. Four wide receivers. Back to pass. Showing up that cannon.
Fair enough.
Oh, nice deflection by the Showgirls. If not, Foster was going to have her first touchdown in the game right there. If I could see the number on the other side of the field, Mike, I would tell you who deflected that pass.
I'll let you know. Don't worry.
Showgirls taking over first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. 5:13 remaining in the second quarter here.
It looks like number 55, excuse me, Maddie Dahl for the Showgirls is up that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5:13 left in the second quarter. It'll be first and 10 for the Showgirls on the 22-yard line.
Back on the field for the Phantoms. What's that?
I see something special here for Brittany Chase.
Hands off.
Oh, wow. Is that middle linebacker, number four
yeah,
again?
Yeah, number four.
The,
that's
Phantom.
Just what I was going to say, too. I was like, Coach Adrian told before the game that she is the smartest middle linebacker in the game, and, of course, she makes another tackle right here, right on cue.
That is number four, Aaron O'Brien for the Phantoms. She's a beast.
OB.
What, her fourth tackle on the night there. She'll be racking up probably about 10 or 15 tackles. It'll be a very good, productive game for her.
It's going to be second at about 8 right now from the Phantoms, from the Las Vegas Showgirls 25-yard line. Pretty Chase under center. Hands off once again. Running to the left side. And who makes the tackle, Mike?
Yeah,
big number four, OB.
I'm on one right now.
Run by number 32, Mykeisha Brown for, six yards.
Coach Adrian wasn't lying when he said she's one of the smartest middle linebackers in the game, man. She is in every play right now.
She is. She's very active. You know, I wish I had somebody on her like my team, you know, when I was playing back in the day.
So we got third down at about 2 from the Las Vegas Showgirls 31-yard line. Chase under center. Hands it off once again. Ooh, she stops in the backfield there. Big loss. It's about a 3 or 4 yard loss there, right?
Playing that Iron Man football, number 24, Baby Ray, running back. He's going to make a snap on the backfield.
Okay.
Like we have
another injured showgirl on the field.
The big hits. They're big hits.
Yeah. Is that Kerry Walters on the ground, or?
I believe
is that Mikeisha Edwards?
I believe it is number 29, Kerry Walters, on the center of the play.
So like Coach Lee was telling me about before the game started, he's starting this What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas. And he's trying to get girls of all ages. I mean, we have elementary division, third to fifth graders, middle school division, sixth to eighth graders, even high school division, 9th to 12th grade. If they want to learn how to play football and possibly play with the showgirls one day, contact Coach Lee at whatsupsports.com. It's WASUP sports.com. Or give him a call at 702-764-8878. This crowd is into it, man.
It is. I'm into it.
The crowd is excited here today.
They are. We're all excited.
And just players walking up the field under their own power. Like to see that. It's going to be fourth down, and the showgirls are going to have to punt here.
You got number 15. 30. You got number 15, Mary Aaron, to the Phantoms back to receive. See what happens here.
3:30 left here before halftime. Still no score. Oh, it's a fake!
The fake punt!
Oh, and stop. Ooh, she shoved her head into the ground.
The big hit, that's Carolina.
Carolina Gunware, she's playing some Iron Man football, too.
Big punt is unsuccessful.
Yeah.
The showgirls are going to turn the ball over to the Phantoms in their own territory. Not very smart on the coaching part there.
Hey, it's exhibition. You got to try. You got to go for it.
Hey.
You got to try those plays out now so you know in the season, do you want to do that? Maybe not. It's going to be first down and 10 for the Phantoms on the Showgirls 33-yard line about.
Yeah, it looks like 33, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
You're very welcome.
Oh, they're going to measure. They're going to be a measurement here.
Uh-oh, here we
very
go.
Very exciting. The official chain coming across the field. This is one of my fiance's favorite parts of the game.
Even the chain girl is beautiful. What's going on here?
Time to measure. And it looks like not get it. A couple lengths of the chain short. Yeah, that's going to be unfortunate. It's going to be a turnover for the Las Vegas Showgirls in Phantom's in their own territory.
Not very smart.
Phantom's
going to
have their own ball on the 33-yard line here. That's unfortunate. I don't know if Coach Lee's going to be happy about that one. They tried it, though. You got to try. It's a jackpot bowl. You know, it's preseason, first game of the season. You got to work all the kinks out tonight. They're just trying to get experience, what he said.
Looks like the showgirls are having some defensive miscues going on.
Ooh, nice blocker. Nice block of the pass there. Is that number, I don't have it. I can't see the numbers.
Number 17 for the Phantoms. Christian Foster for the Phantoms.
That was a hell of a block, a hell of a deflection, though, man.
Now hopefully we can get the TV time to get you some cataract surgery or something, man. You got to have some
eyes
going on.
Their numbers are kind of dark. It's kind of hard for me to see up here. I do have a big pole in the way, too, here.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And make do with what we got.
The Phantoms are lining up second and 10 from their own 33-yard line. DeRossi back in shotgun with the two running backs flanking her. Two wide receivers. She's dropping back. She's loading up.
Short interception.
Big interception for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Running it back. She's crossing the 50. Still going. Knocked out of bounds right about the 49-yard line.
Got a flag on the play here, too, Mike. Late flag, by the way. Late flag by the back row.
Little extracurricular activity.
Could be.
I like that word. Oh, that's a good word.
It is.
Makes me feel important. Extracurricular.
It's actually two words, but, you know.
Hey, I'll make it a one. This is my broadcast, damn it.
Hey.
Hey, thank you for tuning in once again to the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much for listening. My name is Mike Slater, sitting here with my broadcast partner, Mike DeMore, coming to you live from Cheyenne High School for the 2012 Jackpot Bowl, beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. That's going to be holding on the run back for the Showgirls.
After the interception.
Yes, yes. We had an interception and then holding on the run back. Oh, yeah. Showgirls
still
getting everybody into it.
Still be Showgirls ball. We'll see what Brittany Chase can do here with 2:38 left in the second quarter.
Ooh, they're bringing it way back, man. I mean, they had the ball about the 50-yard line, and they're bringing it to about the 25. That's a big penalty right there. That's a huge penalty right there. And the interception was on about the 10-yard line, man. She ran about 40 yards with that interception return. Showgirls coming up to the line here. First and 10. That's further back than the 20-yard line. Man, that was a big penalty. Totally changed the field position here for the Showgirls. They had it about the 50-yard line, but they're back about on the 15 right now.
Yeah. Flags in the backfield are never a good thing, you know.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Brittany Chase under center here, 19-year-old quarterback for the Las Vegas Showgirls out of Laughlin, Nevada. Her very first game here. She drops back to pass. There's a big pass. She has a nice arm on her. Oh, where's that interference? Ooh, that should have been interference. The ref missed one there.
Wow.
She got hit way. She got hit. Oh, the crowd does not like that either.
The crowd doesn't like it. Pass incomplete to number 29, Gary Walton.
She definitely hit her before before the ball was there, Mike.
Absolutely. I'm sitting about 50 yards away from the field, and I saw that. I don't know how the ref didn't, you know, being on the field. That's football.
Get some, and you win some, you lose some.
The light was in his eyes. The lights were on here in Cheyenne High School. The lights were in his eyes. That's what it must have been. Chase under center once again. Hands off. That's a big run for the Showgirls.
Big run. Got an option there.
Like the option, you know, bringing it back like Tim Tebow. You know, what's going on with that?
Of course. You gotta do what you can here. Another flag on the field. We are just over 2 minutes, 2:03 remaining here in the second quarter. Again, the score is 0-0 for those of you just tuning into the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Penalty on the field. What are you thinking on that one, Mike? Maybe holding?
I don't know.
No.
It's kind of late.
That's against
the Phantoms. Yeah. I didn't catch the call here from the referee, but as soon as you find out, unless you folks tuning in at home know what it was. It's a big penalty.
Oh, that could be a personal foul right there. It's about 15 yards or so, it looks like.
Penalty of the 15-yard type. I don't know exactly what it was, but.
That's nice. That brings the Showgirls up to about the 40-yard line right here.
40-yard line. We got 2:03 left in the second quarter. Let's see if they can put something together here.
No two-minute warning. No two-minute warning here in the Jackpot Bowl. It's going to run right through. I form. In the backfield, three wide receivers. Quick slant, or quick screen, excuse me.
Quick screen, yeah. It's number 29, Kerry Walters. Pass completed. It's a couple yards gain, maybe 2 yards.
Timeout by Coach Lee and the Showgirls. He's calling the girls over to the sideline.
I'm very passionate about his team. He's very passionate about his team. He's on the field.
Oh, yeah,
right now.
He's worked up, man.
He's fired up right now.
He was fired up pregame, man.
He was.
Like you said, he just has a basic game plan today. He's trying to go through the motions, get experience. So the defense is going to be ahead of the offense because he does have that new quarterback, the third in 3 years.
Yeah.
And DJ Baby Chino spinning on the ones and twos. He's really pumping this crowd up, Mike.
It is. I'm having a great time. The fans are out here having a great time as well. This is real football.
It's amazing to see he's that young doing what he's doing right now, man. 8 years old, the youngest core DJ in the world. You know, I was watching I saw a video on YouTube earlier today, Mike, of a one-year-old playing drum, dropping the
beat. That's impressive.
I mean,
got a little Travis Barker protege there.
Yeah, kids are getting younger and younger these days, man.
Yeah.
Even the showgirl cheerleaders are getting into the DJ.
Coming out of the timeout here, we got 1:32 left, second quarter. Let's see if they can put something together.
Yeah, they got a long way to go here. Still about 60 yards to get to the end zone and 1:30 to do it. I don't know if they have any timeouts left either. Pace under center. She's going deep. She got a receiver wide open. Oh! In her hands and out. Looks like it's hit right off number 44's mask.
Misty Coley for the showgirls. Drop another pass.
That looked like it hit right off her face mask, Mike. She had her hands out there. She had her hands ready to go. It went right through her hands into her face.
Timeout here for the Phantoms. Wow, that was.
I mean,
that would have been a touchdown.
That could have. Yeah, there was no one basically behind her right there. That could have been.
She was wide open. She was wide open.
That could have been a touchdown or at least a huge gain right there. Would have put the showgirls in great field position with only 1:27 left here in the second quarter.
And Brittany Chase, you know, beautiful pass. That was a beautiful.
Hell yeah, for a 19-year-old man. She could probably outpass me. I'm 32 and I don't have an arm like that. Jeez. So we got third and about 9, I'd say, here on the showgirls' 42-yard line, I'd say, with 1:27 to go here in the first half. No score. And here come the showgirls up to the line. Facing the under center one more time. With 3 wide receivers and an offset eye in the backfield.
See how Coach Lee's 2-minute offense is running. Here we go.
Another play.
Pass. Incomplete. Incomplete.
Just overthrew it. Overthrew her wide receiver on that one.
That's number 29.
And the punt team is going to come on here for the showgirls.
Which is a smart thing to do, obviously. You don't want to go for it and float down your own territory with only 1 minute left in the quarter.
Yeah, of course. They did fake it a few minutes ago, so you never know what Coach Lee's got up his sleeve right now.
You never. It is a jackpot bowl. You never know.
That's right. You got to go for it all when you're in a jackpot bowl.
Well, his name's even talking about Mary Ahrens, number 15, to the Phantoms, back against. He received a punch.
Looks like a punch snap. Oh, no. Ooh. And the ball is still loose. Phantoms fall on it. About the 20 or so yard line.
Yeah, it looks like directly on the 20.
The coaches up here in the booth, Mike, are saying that was a fake too. The showgirls were going to fake it if they got a good snap from the center. Unfortunately, they didn't. It was at her feet, and that ball only went backwards for the showgirls.
Exactly. Sometimes when you gamble, it just doesn't work out. And in that case, it didn't for the showgirls. The first and 10 for the Phantoms with about 56 seconds left in the second quarter. So you thinking they're going to pump something up?
We're on the 20. We're under 1 minute left, so. They're going to get in. They got to get in now.
With that arm of Angel DeRossi, I have no doubt in my mind she can't put in the end zone from where they're at.
She's back in shotgun one more time. 2 running backs flanking her. She hands off. They brought up the middle. She's still going. She's got how many showgirls on her back there, Mike?
I look like 3 or 4. We got an injured showgirl on the play as well. Oh, their right knee. This doesn't look good.
Was that a brick house on that run?
I believe so. I believe so. Number 42, Desiree Bellio.
She was a brick house on that play, man. She ran that right up the gut, right down the Las Vegas showgirl's throat, man.
Oh, yeah.
Another unfortunate injury on the field. Hopefully she's all right here. No, she's getting up. She's coming to her sitting position. Never want to see these. Never want to see an injury in this beautiful game of football, man. All the showgirls down to one knee, and crowd's applauding as she gets up, walking off on her own power.
Unfortunately, the showgirl got hurt, but it unfortunately also stopped the clock for the Phantoms. They catch their breath at the 10-yard line about to score.
Is that number 55? Well, who is that? Is that Mandy?
Maybe Dahl?
I believe it is, yes.
First and goal here for the Phantoms from their own 9-yard line. 9-yard line. DeRossi again back in shotgun. Two running backs flanking her. Handoff, number 24.
Maybe
Ray.
Oh, touchdown.
All the way in. There's the first touchdown of the game with 30 seconds to go here in the second half.
And see how quickly this can turn around with that, you know, fake punt with the turnover.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get that. You gotta make that snap, man. It's a long snap, though. That's a big snap in the center to throw back, man.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she threw it at her feet. Went about 10 yards behind her, and the Phantoms recovered. That's a short drive, about 20 yards or so, about 3 or 4 plays. And the Showgirls, looks like the Phantoms, I'm sorry, looks like the Phantoms are going to go for 2 here. Not lining up for the extra point. Pulling out all the stops here for the Jackpot Bowl. DeRossi back to pass once again.
Pass incomplete.
Little screen to the running back, and it's incomplete. Baby Ray dropped it. Score is 6-0 here at Cheyenne High School in beautiful Las Vegas, the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Phoenix Phantoms up 6-0 on the Las Vegas Showgirls with 30 seconds remaining. 31 seconds to go here in the first half. I can see right now a tie. I can see the Showgirls being ahead right now if they took advantage of some of the
absolutely
plays.
Absolutely, you have those two
couple drop
passes.
and
Misty Coley, number 44 for the Showgirls, she's going to be doing extra laps after the game.
Seriously, if she had caught that pass, that was a touchdown. It would have been 6-0 the other way right now. Unfortunately, it's not. Thank you for tuning into the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am Mike Slater with my broadcast partner, Mike DeMore.
Glad to be here, Mike.
70-degree, 65-degree weather here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't mind the chill right now. The little chill in the air is good for especially these girls out there in full pads. Got to feel good right now. Having a little trouble with the kickoff team here.
It's okay. Exhibition, you know. Got to work all the kinks out.
Exactly. This game is just about getting experience, like Coach Lee told us before the game.
What I would be afraid of is number 4 OB, Aaron O'Brien, on the kickoff return team here. she's a beast.
Yeah, she's gonna blast somebody right here, I can tell. Little pooch putt, a little squib kick, I'm sorry, squib kick. Showgirls got the ball about the 37-yard line here with 21 seconds to go here in the first half. What are you thinking here? Maybe a big bomb? Possibly a big bomb here to go. Or maybe they're going to play conservative here. I don't know. 20 seconds to go here in the first half. If you want to get a score, this is the time to do it. You need to do it now. I don't think the Showgirls have any timeouts remaining, unfortunately. It's going to be first down and 10 from the Showgirls 37-yard line. Maybe on the hello, hello. I think I'm still connected. I can't hear you, but no, I cannot. It's all right. We're going into halftime right now, so we'll figure out the kinks then. Here, talk. Mike, talk.
Hello.
Gotcha. We gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
All right. Right before halftime.
Reverse handoff. She got about 8 yards on that run.
Azure Hewing. The reverse there.
I think that's going to be the last play of the first half.
Oh,
clock's running down with 5 seconds.
Man, that is halftime.
That is the end of the
Baby
first
Gino.
Half. DJ Baby Gino back on the ones and twos. Wait a minute. That might not be halftime. Hold on. Coach Lee wants to run another play. Oh, sorry, guys. Looks like that won't be the end of the first half. I'm not sure if she got out of bounds on that play or if Coach Lee had a timeout remaining, but they have one more play here for the Showgirls. And DJ Baby Gino does not care. He's still going.
He's like the Hunter Badger. He doesn't care.
A little confusion on the field right now. A little confusion on the
field.
A
little bit of confusion.
They said 4 seconds. 4 seconds left on the clock right now.
The
Showgirls have still one more play to go.
I was pretty sure she ran out of bounds. You know, little mistake, not a big deal. You see a big bomb here. Okay.
Should be. Last play of the half.
She's looking.
There it is.
She's looking.
Oh! Just a little underthrown right there. That was number 29, right? Number 29, Terry Walters on the pass.
Terry Walters.
Just underthrew her there. Now Baby Chino's back on the ones and twos. We are at halftime here at Cheyenne High School. Beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. My name is Mike Slater with my buddy Mike Lamore here in the broadcast booth. 6-0 for the Phoenix Phantoms over the Las Vegas Showgirls here in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. We're going to take a short little break here. We will get back to you right after halftime. And you're listening to the Independent Sports Network. We'll be right back.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. I just want to be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today.
And you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
We'll be right back.
are back once again. That was an amazing halftime. That was a great show by the Las Vegas Showgirls cheerleaders, man. They were out there shaking their thing. DJ Baby Chino on the ones and twos. The youngest core DJ in the world. Pretty crazy right here. All that going on at Cheyenne High School. We are here for the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. The game is between the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Phoenix Phantoms. Thank you for tuning in right now. It's the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Mike Slater. He was my broadcast partner, Mike DeMore. How about that first half, buddy?
That was interesting. You know, a lot of good defense and a lot of errors on both teams' part.
Hopefully,
you know, that pep talk in the locker room at halftime, you know, getting some motivation to, you know, do something more positive than drop the ball, you know.
You know Coach Lee is fired up, man. It's always Coach Adrian. He was out there on the field. I think he's ready to throw on some pads and play in this game.
You never know. You mean, you know.
He's got to have focus and motivation, you know, and hopefully these coaches are getting their players hyped up to go, you know, not making those same mistakes they made in the first half. You know, that's going to kill him at the end.
I mean, it is only the first game of the year here, just the exhibition here of the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. It's only the first game of the season for these girls, and for the visiting Big Phantoms, this is their first game together, lining up against another team. They've only been playing each other for the past couple weeks. They broke away from the team they were on last year, the Arizona Assassins, who were the co-champions last year in the Women's Football Alliance. So this is their very first game. I mean, it's not going to be the prettiest thing. It's only 6-0 here at halftime.
So as you said earlier, the coach is heavily relying on their defense, and they have done a great job on defense. Obviously, they made 6-0 going into the second half. So you just got to tighten everything up and stop making the same mistakes they made in the first half.
The Phantoms are now lining up for the second half kickoff. The Las Vegas Showgirls will receive the first possession of this second half. I just want to remind people about the Chi-Town Lady Shield. It's a flag football intramurals. About 150 girls have already signed up for it. It's a football 101 camp. This starts this Tuesday and Wednesday, March 12th and 13th. It's free. And some of the Las Vegas Showgirls will actually be here to help out. And then next Saturday, March 17th, between 3 and 4 p.m., right here at the Cheyenne Football Stadium, they're going to have another one of these intramural signups. So make sure you get out here for that if you want to get your young daughter started in one of these football leagues here. It's pretty good, athletics, right, Mike, to get your daughter from a young age?
You know, basically you just want to get involved and get your kids playing, you know. Get off the couch, get off the cartoons,
exactly.
And, you know, get some physical activity in your life.
These days kids play more football on the Xbox than actual football on a field.
It's that unfortunate, you know. Hopefully, you know, that trend turns around in the future, you know, so you have future NFL stars, hopefully, you know, coming out from high school, college.
Here's the second half kickoff, pardon me, it's a little squib kick. Showgirls pick it up about the 42-yard line, get about to the 46. Also, for that intramural that I was talking about, the Chi-Town Lady Shields, call Coach Martin if you want to get your daughter involved at 702-743-2801. 702-743-2801.
And calling is half the battle.
Beautiful night here at Cheyenne High School, George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. Just started the second half here in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Las Vegas Showgirls have the ball, first and 10 on their own 46, 47 yard line.
Hopefully the coach is giving a little pep talk at halftime. Just to relax, you know. Of course, it's an exhibition game, but there's Coach again, Coach Lee, getting fired up on the sideline. Gonna hand off there to number 5, Ricky Chamberlain. Coach asking for the flag, not gonna get it. Let's take that little 1 yard gain for the Showgirls, the 46 yard line. The second down is coming up.
Of course, I lost my roster for the Phoenix Phantoms, so it did me real good right now. It's not like I can see them anyway from up here, right, Mike?
You can't see them anyway. It's a difference.
Whatever. I'll just go with the flow. Looks like we have three wide for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Brittany Chase coming up again, lining up under center. She's not in shotgun. One running back in the backfield. second and 11 here for the Showgirls. She drops back to pass.
Another drop. I would say the biggest problem with the Showgirls in the first half is the continuing and trend to drop back up. You gotta catch those.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. You can't move down the field if you don't catch a pass, right?
Exactly.
I mean, when you throw it up, you got to catch it. And she had that. I mean, if she had caught that, that would have been about a first 10, 15-yard gain first half.
Well, you know, when I was playing ball back in the day, the coach always said, if you touch it, you should catch it.
Yeah,
it's good
believing
that. Yeah,
exactly. Totally, totally. Third down and
10
for the Showgirls.
Chase is going for it all.
Oh,
another one
right in her hands.
Another drop pass. That looks like, again, Misty Coley, number 44 from Showgirls. Another drop pass.
I tell you what, man, Brittany Chase is on point right now. 19-year-old out of Laughlin. For such a young girl, man, with probably not that much experience, this is her first game lining up against another team right here, Mike. And she's throwing it right at their hands. She's throwing it hands of her wide receivers. You can't ask for anything more.
You know, you show somebody the door, you can't make them walk through it. You know, it's just no excuses for all these drop passes. Brittany Chase is getting it done out there. You know, the receiver's got to bust her down and start catching some of these passes.
Man, that is unfortunate. As the Showgirls drop back to punt here. Almost another bad snap. She gets it away, though. Out of bounds, about the 30. I'd say that went out of bounds about the 25 there. It's going to be first down and 10 for the Phoenix Phantoms, the visiting Phoenix Phantoms. In their very first season here, they broke away from the Arizona Assassins last year, who were the co-division champs in the WFA.
Yeah, it looks like the 22-yard line might be first and 10 for the Phantoms in their own territory.
And that team I was just talking about, Mike, the Arizona Assassins, they are going to be here April 14th, right here at Cheyenne High School, to kick off the season against the Las Vegas Showgirls. So we'll see the team that this team broke away from not too long.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Again, these Phoenix Phantoms are in the IWFL, and like Coach Adrian told us before the game, if they don't mop up the IWFL, he's going to be upset. He said that there is going to be no competition there for them.
Well, I got some news for Coach Adrian. You know, if these Showgirls receivers were catching these passes, this would be a completely different ballgame right now.
Exactly. DeRossi back in shotgun.
Now they got a big
takes the handoff. No, she did hand it off. Big hole right there for number 27, Baby J. Oh, no, that's Carolyn Ogunware.
Ogunware,
that's a big game right there.
That was a big gain. It looks probably about 15, 20 yards with the official spot coming up here for draft. It's a beautiful blitz by number 55 for the Showgirls. Manny Dalton penetrated line very, very well.
The Showgirls
quarterback.
The Showgirls blitz on that one, Mike. Showgirls blitz, but the Phantoms had their number on that one. Nice handoff.
Yeah, that gap was wide open. Matty Dahl, number 55 for the Showgirls, penetrated very nicely.
I think that was an option there for DeRossi. If she wanted to not hand it off, she could have pulled it back.
DeRossi found an audible at the line here.
Falls down. That was another big hole right there. If she stayed on her feet, that would have been another big gain. Instead, it's only about a 2 or 3 yard, maybe 5 yard gain for the Phoenix Phantoms.
That's Carolina Gunware again, the 27, actually number 17, I apologize. Kristen Foster with the carry for about 2 or 3 yards.
That's going to be second down and about 7 on the Phantoms.
Hey, Adrian, we're getting them tired, man. It's running low.
38-yard line.
Hey, we got this on the right side.
DeRossi under center, two running backs in the backfield. That's going to be a penalty on that play. Ooh, whammy!
Wow, that was a huge tackle there.
Big hit. Big hit by the Showgirls. Unfortunately, there's a penalty on the play. Yep, the ref is signaling offsides. Offsides from the Showgirls there.
It looks like number 55 again, Maddie Dahl. She's working that line up there. You know, got a good penetration again. A little too much on that play, though.
Like Coach Lee told before the game, the defense is ahead of the offense here, man. So the defense is what's experienced here on the Showgirls. Not showing too much of that right now.
You know, you just have to have discipline. You're going to have discipline. And Benny, Coach Lee looks like you'd be a coach to teach some discipline to these players and get them, like, you know, running like a well-oiled machine here.
Did the ref call a face mask on that play, Mike? Because that's a 50-yarder
so.
Right there. Look at that.
I believe so.
So there were two penalties.
Yes.
Two penalties on that play. Running backs in the backfield. Oh, there's a false start.
False start here. It looks like it's coming up. The last play, though, the offsetting penalty, number 55, Matty Dahl, offside. And it had a personal foul. It looked like a hair pulling or a face mask on the showgirls. Puts the Phantoms in the showgirls territory.
Yeah, the showgirls were showing blitz on that one. And the tight end, 89, Amber Lubert, Marine is her nickname. She jumped a little bit early on that one. She got a little anxious.
Yeah.
That's first and 15. You got it. First and 15 for the Phantoms. Two running backs in the backfield. DeRossi hands it off to number 17, Foster. Big run around the outside. Nice hit there, though.
Beautiful tackle. It looks like number 15 for the showgirl. Maha. Tackle out
there.
Beautiful tackle.
Nice hit by Maha Fresh.
There you go. Maha Fresh is her name.
So now we have second down and about 7. Big gain on that play for the Phantoms there.
Yeah.
Got about 7-8 yards on that play. Nice run. As the Phantoms come up to the line here, DeRossi is going to be under center once again. Not in the shotgun. I formation. Two wide receivers wide. Looks like the Showgirls might be showing a little blitz again. She tosses it to number 20. Dozer. Big Dozer. Oh, there's Maha Fresh with another big hit. Dozer's a big girl, too, man. That's tough to take down.
I would say these running backs for the Phantoms are pretty elite.
Oh, she's looking a little limp on that after that play. Yeah, favoring her right ankle. Oh, guys, she's going down. Another unfortunate injury. And, you know, I mean, in the first game of the year, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have injuries. You know, they haven't played against each other. You know, they haven't been hitting against another team. So when you're going full force, when you're going to have injuries, it's just an unfortunate act of the game. All the showgirls on their knees, both sidelines on their knees right now. As she gets, she's going to need help off the field, unfortunately. Oh, she's hopping. She's one leg.
And her teammates tried helping her out. She said get away, and she's hopping by herself off the field.
A lot of respect there for Dozer, man. Tough girl.
Hey,
she didn't need help right there.
Good thing for the Phantoms, they have number 24, Baby Ray. She's still in the back end. That's good news.
DeRossi is under, once again in shotgun, about 3rd and 5 here for the Phoenix Phantoms. Another handoff to Carolyn Ogunware. Gets all the way out of the corner. That's a big run. Missed tackle. That's going to be a touchdown for the Phantoms. Big run right there. What happened there? No containment on that side, huh?
It's just poor tackling. You know, the defense out there, they were doing great the first half, and that was just pretty bad. It's just poor tackling. Got to wrap them up.
Especially when Coach Lee said that his defense is what's going to, you know, carry them through this game. And they didn't look like they were showing it on that one, that play there.
Okay. Don't blame the entire defense. You know, you got elite running back number 27, Carolyn Ogunware out there. She was hauling. She got out there and she broke outside and broke a couple tackles and resulted in a touchdown.
The scoreboard here does say 6-6, but it is unfortunately 6-6. It's 12-0 right now. Yes, it is 12-0 right now. I just put it up on the showgirls side, just hoping. Just, you know, you gotta hope. You gotta hope and pray. You know. Little miscue from the scorekeeper here.
Yeah, there were.
Hey, like you said, it's exhibition.
A little flea flicker. Yeah, and that is going to be a 2-point conversion for the Phoenix Phantoms.
And that'll be Amber Laubert, nickname Marine. She caught that 2-point conversion. 14-0 Phantoms.
That'll be 14-0 with 9:44 left here in the third quarter. At George E. Perry Memorial Stadium on the campus of Cheyenne High School.
Pretty good drive that the Phantoms put together there.
A lot of runs. I mean, was there one pass on that drive? I don't think there was one pass.
I believe the only pass they threw was for the extra point, which is a two-point conversion. But other than that, I didn't see one pass.
You know what was big on that play? That face mask or that 15-yard personal foul was a huge play on that drive. I mean, it looked like the Showgirls had them back around the 50-yard line. That play puts them up to about the 35, and they just ran it down their throat from there.
Yeah, penalties and broken tackles and drop passes. I'd say that's what the coach Lee has to work on with the Showgirls next week in practice.
Yeah, again, first game of the season. You know, that's what you're going to get here in the first game of the first exhibition here, the Jackpot Bowl 2012. The third annual Jackpot Bowl, by the way. Crowd's getting riled up here, man. They want their Showgirls to put up some points here. They want some action from their Showgirls, man.
Absolutely. We have everybody down here. You know, we just gotta get going. You know, stop making mistakes and move the ball.
I mean, you can't ask for more from your quarterback right now. Brittany Chase is amazing. She's throwing the ball where it needs to be.
She's throwing a hell of a game right now. You know, the receiver's got to back her up, though. This is going to turn out ugly.
Yeah. I mean, you can only ask so much from your quarterback. She gives it to you.
Oh, wow. We had a kick here. It looks like it hit one of the Showgirls on the helmet. And the Phantoms just look like they recovered right at midfield.
Another late flag. Another late flag. Little action after the play.
I believe the ball has to go 10 yards for a kickoff for it to be valid, but it did hit that Showgirl in the head. It hit her in the helmet. And we also have an injured Phantom in the point.
I don't even think the girl that hit off the head knew what was going on there.
I don't either.
It came right at her, hit off her head, and she didn't know where it was after that. She was lost after that play. Again, another Phantom down on the field. That is a recovery for the Showgirls. On the attempted onside kick. And then a penalty after the play, so that's going to put them down on the 30-yard line right now. That's a big play right there.
It is. I don't think that could have been an accidental onside kick. I think the lack of awareness for the Showgirls receiver was, you know, in effect there. She just didn't see where the ball went.
We could look back on this at the end of the game, and this could be a big turning point here for the Showgirls.
Absolutely.
Ball on the 30-yard line. Crowd's getting restless here.
Excellent field position for Showgirls.
Crowd wants to see their hometown team get a score here. I formation, three wide receivers, and a timeout on the field. Timeout by the Phantoms.
It looks like their defense wasn't set up, so you know, going to call a timeout, stop them, and then an excellent field position.
While we have a minute here, again, I want to thank you for tuning into the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I've got to thank a few of our sponsors again, 22nd Fitness, Atomic 7, AutoCall, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy, LLC, ESEA, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls, LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Body by Coach Lee, the Ultimate Workout, Elite Sports Football League, the What's Up NFL Flag Football League, What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas, Cheyenne High School, Girls Intramural Sports at Cheyenne High School. And again, it's not too late to become a partner with the Las Vegas Showgirls by going to their website, lvshowgirls.com. That's lvshowgirls with a Z.com. And signing up there. I'll talk to Mr. OB, the general manager of the Showgirls. Once again, DJ Baby Chino getting the crowd pumped up here. The youngest core DJ. All right, we are back to action here. Brittany Chase, once again under center. Offset eye in the backfield. Three wide receivers. Oh, a little confusion. What happened there, Mike?
It looks like a little mess going on here. It looks like she was supposed to go the other way, turn around left instead of the right, and bumped into running back there.
A little confusion, huh? A little confusion in the backfield. Looks like she wanted to hand it to the fullback, but it was supposed to go to the running back. Not sure what happened. There was a fumble on that play, but the Showgirls did recover.
Second down and 10 coming up from the 30 here. You got to have awareness. You know, a big part of the football game. You can't be making the same mistakes over and over again. You're never going to get anywhere.
Why the score is 14-0, right?
Exactly.
Three wide receivers again, offset high. Same formation for the Showgirls. hands it off. Big run, big hole up the middle. There we go.
Looks like number 29, Kerry Walters, again on the carry.
Yeah, she is the all-time leading receiver for the Showgirls and tackler. She's a little Iron Man.
Yeah.
Or Iron Woman, I guess we could say.
Running the ball, too. They do it all here.
It's going to be third and five right now. Third and five for the Showgirls. Once again, Chase under center, three wide receivers off the eye. They run the same play. Same run to the right hand side.
Off tackle. It's number 32, Mykesha Edwards. Excellent run there.
That's a first down.
Yeah.
That's a first down for your Las Vegas Showgirls. 8 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 14-0 Phoenix Phantoms at George McCary Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, first and 10 from the 16-yard line. They're driving. So we just got to execute, get it done.
This is it. This could be the opportunity the Showgirls need right now. Again, offset eye, three wide receivers for the Showgirls. Chase under center. Hands off. Oh, she counters. Nice counter play there. I thought she was going the same direction again to the right side, but she counted. Oh, flag on the field. She countered and came back to the left there. And looks like she got about... What do you think she got, about 4 or 5 yards in that play, Mike?
Absolutely. It was a very late flank. I wonder what that's going to be called.
From the coach's reaction here in the booth of the Phantoms, it looks like it might have been on them.
Wait for the official call here from the referee.
Getting a little bit chilly out here in Vegas, Mike. What do you say? Has the sun gone down?
Face mask on the Phantoms. Another penalty here on the Showgirls as well that might offset each other.
Too much activity after the ball stopped. There's no need for that. No need for that in this game.
Refs still in the huddle discussing the penalties from both teams. Looks like the penalties are going to offset each other.
He's coming over to tell Coach Lee. You know, Coach, look at Coach Lee out there on the field, fired up. He needs to get him some answers right now.
Exactly.
And his team needs to get him some points right now.
Yeah, they're going to back him up. Wow. Another penalty. You know, you're in the red zone. You got penalties and drop passes. You know, it's just not going to help your team much.
Three wide receivers. Brittany Chase again under center. Offset eye to the left-hand side. She dropped back to pass. Wide open. Oh. There's another penalty. I think that was a late hit. I believe number 24, Baby Ray on the Phoenix Phantoms, late hit on the quarterback. It looked like to me anyway.
Yeah. Brittany Chase out of Laughlin.
Again, wide open receiver. That one was Chase's fault, though. That was a little short. She underthrew, but she had a lot of pressure in her face. She was off. She was throwing off her back foot.
That's true, but, you know, the receiver should be aware of where the ball is being thrown and, you know, get to it as soon as she can.
Oh, man.
And a penalty on the Showgirls.
I thought it was a late hit. I thought he threw the flag when it was a late hit, but I guess he threw it as a hold. Man, it's going to back him up even more.
Yeah. After that hit, Brittany Chase is limping on the field as well. She's still out there, though. She's a trooper.
Oh, man. Great field position. Starting on the 20. Now they're back up to the 30. First down and 20 right now for your Las Vegas Showgirls. Unfortunate. You know, and like you said, that's what happens in the first game. I mean, penalty, drop passes. That's what this game is for. You know, you gotta take what you can from this game and move forward.
Absolutely.
Hopefully by the time April 14th rolls around, we won't have any of this. Once again, Daniels, Brittany, drops back to pass.
It's an interception.
Yeah. Of a prayer, and it's intercepted by the Phantom.
That was good. Go, go.
Brad runs it back for about 15-yard gain. Back to the Showgirls 35-yard line.
That just looked like an impossible throw. She just threw it up in the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, she just threw up a prayer. She just was hoping that someone would come down with that. Unfortunately, someone did come down with that, and they were on the other team.
Very poor decision-making by Brittany Chase, quarterback for the shoulder team.
You know,
in a triple coverage isn't very smart.
Mike, to me, it looks like she's frustrated. I mean, she's just trying too hard right now.
You got to keep your composure on the field, or you're going to end up beating yourself.
You know, I mean, with as many passes that she's thrown right in her receiver's hands that they've dropped, that one was just a prayer. She just threw up a bomb and just hoped that someone came down with it. Unfortunately,
yeah.
It was the other team.
No, she is a rookie, and rookies do make mistakes.
That's true. 19 years old again from Laughlin, Nevada. As she comes, look, yeah, she's hobbling a little bit coming off the field. She's not 100% right now.
Looks like she's favoring that right leg. Maybe it's knee or ankle.
Just under 7 minutes here to go at Giant High School. 6:59 left in the third quarter. 14-0, Phoenix Phantoms over the Las Vegas Showgirls. Crowd's getting into it, man. They want to see their Showgirls put up some points here. They want a turnover right now. I want Coach Lee is fired up.
I want to see some points. I'm sure Coach Lee does, too.
I'm sure they got a stern talking to in the locker room at halftime.
Hey, they're going to get a stern talk after the game as well, I believe.
DeRossi hands off. Oh, look at that. Oh my God.
Go.
And she falls on it, though.
Wow. Number 17.
Oh, man. Coach Lee just threw his clipboard down on the ground, man. He is mad. Look at him. He's out in the middle of that huddle right now. He's out on the field right now.
Hey, Coach Lee, 50-yard line, midfield. He's in the middle of the field right now.
He's taking the huddle to himself right now. Oh, my
God. I'm surprised the referee's not throwing a flag on that, you know.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. But he is out there yelling in his team's face right now in the huddle while they're on defense. Is he going to play for him? I think he's just going to strap up some shoulder pads and get out there.
Hey, you know, there's a women's league, so I don't believe he can. But if he could, he would be out there.
If he could, yeah. If he could, he would want to right now. He is fired up, man. Look at him yelling at his team in the huddle.
Well, she had plenty of cows with a lot of ocean.
I mean, seriously, like, it looked like she was out there on the field by herself, number 17 roster for the Phantom. That was. Yeah, there was no one around there to stop her.
So we have a timeout on the field.
Maybe Gino coming up. Oh, yeah. Number one, not number one, the youngest core DJ in the world.
It's crazy what these kids can do these days. He's 8 years old, and he's cutting it up right now.
That's okay. Look at him back. He's bopping his head, man. He's getting into it, too, on his little stool.
Yeah.
He's not even big enough to be – he's not even big enough to get his hands on the turntables. He needs a little stool to bop himself up.
When I was 8 years old, I'll just get my training wheels off my leg. I'm a little deep. Back to game time, 6:45, the third quarter.
Yeah, it looks like a busted play there. Number six is now in. Kristen Higgerson is now a quarterback for the Phoenix Phantoms. Looked like she was trying to hand that one off, and the running back wasn't there.
Yeah, it looks like a botch play option left, and there was no option.
Coach Adrian's getting his backup quarterback a little burn right now in the second half here, up 14-0. Kristen Higgerson, number six, is coming in at quarterback.
And, you know, as all exhibition games in the NFL, let alone, you know, every other thing, you know, you're going to have an exhibition game. You know, the starters are going to play the whole game. So, you know, they got to stay fresh, and it's just learning experience for the, you know, newer players.
She's actually a rookie. This is her first season for the Panthers.
Yeah.
So you got to get her in some time. She's under center once again, offset eye, two wide receivers wide, split wide. Hands it off. Oh, big hole in the middle. Big hole. Man, seriously, Mike, it looks like in the trenches right now, the Phantoms are just destroying the Showgirls line. The Phantoms line is just putting it on the Showgirls line right now, man. They are just doing whatever they want in the running game.
They, you know, they are experienced. They've been a team for a long time, and, you know, the Showgirls are a brand-new team. You know, they're going to make mistakes, obviously, and they're getting taken advantage of right now pretty bad.
I don't think I've seen a pass in a long time. A lot of runs, man. A lot of runs up the gut.
Picking in the running game. You know, it's a smart game plan from the coach. They weren't successful with the pass in the first half.
I mean,
why not switch it up?
I mean, you do what works, right? You do what works. If that's what gets you your first downs, why not keep going? That's what got them a touchdown. Another run. Showgirls are blitzing on that play.
That's Baby Ray. Wow. Yeah.
I think that was another stop by Maha Fresh.
There you go. Number 24 for the Panthers, Baby Ray. What, 8-yard run? Be a first down. Nice conversion over into Showgirls Hurricanes.
We got 4:40 left here in the third quarter, 14-0 for the Phoenix Phantoms over the Las Vegas Showgirls here in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl at Cheyenne High School. Again, Coach Lee out on the field, man. He's a mentor, you know what I mean? He's going to be out there to assist them.
He's going to be that close to the game, he needs a helmet.
Oh, fumble snap. Hagerson hands it off. Number 20, Dozer. Those are back in the game. It's good to see her back in the game. She did hobble off before halftime.
She did.
She's back in the game, so that's good to see. It's going to be second down at about 8 for the Phantoms on the Las Vegas Showgirls, 38 in Showgirl territory. And like I said, Coach Lee is always there. He's going to be coaching them up as much as he can, man. True mentor.
Hey, that's what a good coach should do. You know, I want to see a coach that's fired up on the sidelines, you know, yelling at his players, getting him in line, you know, teach him. Look at that.
Another big run up the gut. Another big run up the gut by Baby Ray this time, number 27 for the Phoenix Phantoms. Just down in the trenches, Mike. The Showgirls have nothing right now. They can't do anything to stop them.
This is power football right here. This is straight run the ball, all passing. It's being successful for them. They're driving the ball pretty good.
Yeah, this is no finesse right here. No finesse, just pure tough girls taking on other girls, going head-to-head. Hagerson lines up once again under center. Got stacked wide receivers here. Looks like 4 wide receivers. Hands it off once again to Baby Ray. Big hole on the outside. We have Maha Fresh on the tackle.
A little high on the tackle. You know, you want to tackle lower down towards the knees and waist area. She got the job done. Beautiful run by Baby Ray, number 24 for the Panthers.
Another
first down.
Yeah, another first down, I was going to say.
Yeah.
They're just moving the ball, man.
They're moving.
Showgirls can't do nothing to stop them right now. They know what play's coming. You know it's going to be a run. But they just can't do nothing to stop it.
And it's also good because it gives the defense time to rest, and it's, you know, it's wearing this defense down. Good strategy.
It's 1st and 10, about the 21-yard line for the Phoenix Phantoms in their own territory. Another handoff.
Beautiful.
Well, this time at number 23, Amanda Weber. And there's a stop.
Yeah, it was a stop. The stop. Yeah, but that was very close tackling on. Showgirls
actually put up some negative yards there. Not too bad. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 2 minutes. They got gumbo, Mike. They got gumbo at the snack stand. Do you want gumbo?
Right. I do want gumbo.
Can you get me some gumbo there, please, stat girl? She's not keeping the stats, so we need some gumbo. Warm me up, man. My hands are starting to get a little chilly here.
You might want to give Baby Chino some gumbo, too. He looks kind of cold.
Dozer again on the big run. Oh, man.
Wow.
Big run again up the middle.
Another first down into the first and goal here for the Phantoms.
Man, Coach Lee is fired up on the sideline, man. His team can't do nothing to stop this running game in the Phantoms. Just power football right now.
Big. And it's a good strategy, too. You know, they went for the pass block in the first half. It was kind of unsuccessful. And, you know, run the ball and guaranteed yardage.
Yeah, I mean, if they can't stop you, why pass? Why even do it? There's no point.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Kristen Hagerson, number 6, again, coming under center. Weak set eye. Two wide receivers on one side. Oh, Showgirls are way offside on that one. They jumped
the
snap on that one.
Yeah.
Yep. That's going to be offside, unabated.
I believe it's encroaching. Head for the official call here from the referee.
Coach Lee is out there on the 25-yard line screaming. He's trying to get his team fired up, man, you know?
Yeah, got 41 seconds in the third quarter. I don't think the referee knows what the false start and offside signaling means.
No.
He's messed that up a couple of times. It's an exhibition game. It's all right.
First game of the season. He's working on the kinks still, too. We're working on the kinks here up in the booth. He's working them out down there.
You know, from what I saw in the booth, it was offsides on the showgirls. The signal was false start, and you can have a false start on defense. So I think we can go with that.
And that was a timeout called by the fans up there. Coach Adrian called a timeout there. So young DJ Baby Chino back on the ones and twos, folks.
You think he'd be a better DJ if we got him some gumbo?
Yeah, probably. He'd probably warm up a little bit. Again, got to tell you about the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas. Coach Lee wants to get your young girls started in this football early. He wants to get them into a camp. The elementary division for 3rd to 5th graders, got middle school division 6th to 8th graders, and the high school division 9th to 12th graders. Set your girls up for success early on. Got a handoff here for the Phantoms right up the middle.
Touchdown.
I just think they just let her walk right in there, man.
Well, her nickname is Dozer. I'd be kind of afraid to try to tackle her, though. Touchdown, number 20, Dozer, Phoenix Phantoms. It's 20-0 on the scoreboard, 37 seconds left in the third quarter. That's just power football.
Yeah, right at the middle. I mean, there wasn't any kind of defensive stopper there. They just kind of let her go.
That defense is tired out there, you know.
That was almost as bad as the Ahmad Bradshaw touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, they just kind of let him go right to the middle. That's exactly what the showgirls just let her do right there. Just let her walk right into the middle.
I think Dozer is about the same height and weight of Ahmad Bradshaw as well.
There we go. Phantoms going for two, and they get it.
They get it. 22-0.
They're not getting any kind of effort right now from the showgirls front line, man. They're just getting beat.
That defense is tired right now. They've been out on the field for a good 8-9 minutes getting the ball cramped on the throat. They're tired. They need some help from the offense. The offense has got to put together a good drive coming up here and get them rest a little bit.
And unfortunately, Brittany Chase was hobbling off the field last time she was out there. So, I don't know. Not looking good right now for the Las Vegas Showgirls.
Not at all. But they had the drive earlier in the third quarter. They only got, 15-yard line, and they got beat themselves up a penalty. Mistakes you can't make.
Yep. Once again, that's what preseason is all about here at the third annual 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Not going to be the prettiest, but like Coach Lee said, he wanted to get his girls some experience.
They're going to have a long talk at practice this week, believe me.
I mean, they just started hitting a few practices ago, you know, so this is the first live game action they're seeing this season. And they're not looking good right now.
Not at all. Kickoff. For the Phantoms.
Goes right
by.
That's
a wide
showgirls. Picks it up about the 20-yard line. Gets it to about the 25 where she stopped. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. 22-0 Phoenix Phantoms over the home team Las Vegas Showgirls. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. As the offense comes back onto the field. Brittany Chase, hey, she's a trooper, man. She's hobbling back out there.
She's still limping, but, she's a trooper. She's going to get it done.
Showgirls have got to show us something here, Mike. They've got to show us something here. You got to get at least one score on the board here today. Three wide receivers coming out as the Showgirls come up the line. Again, Chase will be under center. Don't think they have much of a shotgun package here. And the Showgirls.
Oh,
she hasn't been
shopping
very much today. Drops back to pass. Throws up another prayer. Over the head of number 11. Over the head.
Italian Landing.
Yep. You got it.
It's a tricky name, but we'll just take care of it here.
Well, I have my What's Up Girls Tackle Football page right on top, but I didn't finish telling people about that. Again, if you want to sign your daughter up for that, visit wasupsports.com, WASUP sports.com, or call Coach Lee, 702-764-8878.
for the kids. It's a good cause.
And it starts again next weekend, March 17th. That is going to be the end of the third quarter right now. 22-0, Phoenix Phantoms are owning this game right now. Nothing the Showgirls can do against them, man.
They're beating themselves up. You know, they're making too many mistakes, too many penalties that's unnecessary, and, you know, that's why the score is 22-0.
This is going to have to be a big fourth quarter for the Showgirls here to even put up a fight in this game.
Hey, it is Vegas. It could happen. You never know. But don't count them out yet, but, you know, if they keep making those same mistakes, I don't think it's going to happen.
As a true Vegas statement, they got to go all in right here, basically, right? They got to go all in.
They do.
They got to pick it up.
They need to be more efficient in the pass and get their defense some rest there. They're on that drive of about 8 minutes, and they're tired right now. They need to fucker down and do something with the ball here.
I mean, there's only so many times that Brittany Chase can put the ball in her receiver's hands and they drop it. I mean, you know, you can't ask for more from your quarterback right now.
You could. And she's, you know, playing through injury right now. She's still making passes. These receivers have to catch the ball. A lot of them.
The crowd is getting antsy, man. They want to see their Showgirls score, man. They are yelling. The crowd has thinned out a little bit here, though. It has thinned out a bit, gotta say. Maybe Gino is keeping them going, though.
Oh, he is.
There's a run for the Showgirls. Oh, she ain't going anywhere, man.
Baby Ray.
Baby Ray. How many times have we said her name today, Mike? She is all over the field, man.
There's, you know, probably the time for an MVP of the game. It'd be number 24, Baby Ray. Man.
Yeah, she is all over the field today, man.
The crowd's getting fired up over here. They're sitting right in front of them.
They're trying, man. They're trying to motivate their team. Third down and 12 here. On the Showgirls 22-yard line, 22-0, 14 and a half minutes to go here. Three wide receivers split out, weak side eye, runs into her running back, and they get about 2 yards.
Inexcusable offense right there. You got to have better play calling than that.
If you want to see today's score updates, just visit twitter.com/WFB Talk. Again, today's score updates can be seen online, twitter.com/WFB Talk. Gotta thank our producer in the studio, BJ, for helping us out with everything today.
And round of applause for her. She's doing a great job.
She is amazing. Looks like the Showgirls are back to punt right here. Could be another fake. Let's see.
No, not a little.
Oh, it's a hell of a punt, though. Little
wow.
Side pooch punt, but went pretty far.
Takes a bounce in favor of the Showgirls here. Good, very good punt. Probably about, what, 40, 50 yards?
But if you have to say, it's about a 50-yard punt there. Not too bad.
I think it's a two-to-two.
Do we have who is the Showgirls punter, Mike? Do we know?
I'm not fan, no.
No, I don't have the name here. That's how good we are at our job. This is the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you again for listening. My name is Mike West. Mike West, don't worry. That was my other DJ name on another radio station. I apologize. It's Mike Slater. That's my fake name for today. And my partner here, Mike DeMore. That is your real name, though.
That is my real name. You can look me up on Facebook if you want or something. You know.
Oh, I got a little mixed up between my two DJ names there. Whoops.
Probably won't, you know, accept your friend request, so you can look me up.
I forgot where I was working today, I guess.
You know, mistakes happen. You know, obviously the Showgirls have proven that tonight more than
they should. Again, Higgerson is under center for the Phantoms. Man, Dozer is just a beast. No, that was Baby Ray. Pardon me, that was number 24, Baby Ray.
Number
24. Can't stop her today.
That's my MVP candidate for the game. Tonight.
Yeah, I'd have to put in a thumbs up for her as well, man. She's been all over the field. Iron womaning it up, I guess you could say. Offense, defense, she's out there. Yes. Just under 13 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 22-0 for the Phoenix Phantoms over the Las Vegas Showgirls in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Hagerson once again on the center. One running back in the backfield. She flips it off to Dozer, number 20.
Oh, wow.
Big hole. Another big hole.
She's still going. She's still up.
Still going with
wow.
Showgirls on her back.
About a 13-yard run from number 20, Alexis Kreider, a.k.a. Dozer, across the field into Showgirls territory.
What a run.
Wow. That running game, they got that 1-2 punch.
I think Coach Lee knows what's coming, but there's nothing that the Showgirls can do right now. Their front four is just getting beat down.
The Showgirls are vulnerable right now, and the Phantoms are definitely exploiting it for a fun game.
Yeah, there's no need to pass right now for if you're a Phantom. There's no need for it. Hand the ball off to one of your amazing running backs and let him go. Four wide receivers
back
in the game. That's a false start. Should be. Nope, or timeout.
Timeout
called by the Phantoms. Once again, while we have a minute here, we've got to thank our sponsors, 22nd Fitness, Atomic 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, ESEA, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Body by Coach Lee, the Ultimate Workout, the Elite Sports Football League, What's Up? What's Up NFL Flag Football League, and What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas, Cheyenne High School, our wonderful stadium here that is hosting us. Also, the girls' intramural sports at Cheyenne High School. And if you want to become a partner in this wonderful WSA football league, just visit lvshowgirls.com. Lvshowgirls with a Z at the end, .com.
Hey, good looking players, too. I went on that website earlier today, and that's a beautiful girl. Surprisingly enough, you know, how rugged the sport is, you know, they look good at it.
All right, timeout is over. First and 10 for the Phantoms here. 11:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Another toss. Man, that is number 17, Kristen Foster for the Phantoms.
A couple yards.
Only got a couple yards, yeah.
No me, Gary. I'll buy it.
Yeah, I mean, why would you pass again if you're the Phantoms right now? There's no need. You're up 20-0. What the Showgirls have to do right now is stop the ball. They've got to put a stop on them, get that ball back to their offense.
Well, basically, you want to keep the clock running. You're up 22-0. You know, you've dominated the entire game, and there's no real need to throw the ball and take a chance to incomplete the pass to stop the clock. Plus, they're moving the ball on the ground very well in the second half.
Showgirls have got to get up on that line, man, and stop these girls. Stop them right now. Nope, another hole in the middle.
Big hit right there, though, from Showgirls.
Only a 2 or 3 yard gain, though. It's not too bad. Once again, my name is Mike Slater with my broadcast partner, Mike DeMore.
Not Mike West.
I know, not right now, no. I was a minute ago, and I will be when I'm on another station, but not right now. Now
he's only Mike West on Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So.
Yes. I just gave him an insight into radio life. Slater isn't my real name either, so let's go with that.
I got my real name out there.
Baby Chino still bumping them beats, man. You'll stop that kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only 8. He's got plenty of energy, right?
Is it past his bedtime? What's going on here? I don't know, I'm 8 years old. My mom would let me listen to music like that, be at football games at night. That'd be when the lights came on.
We had a hold here, a hold on the Phantom. Bringing it back. You know, the Las Vegas Showgirls cheerleaders are still trying to get the crowd pumped up and get their girls into it, man. They're not giving up either.
Oh, we got a run here, baby. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Baby Ray.
Baby Ray just laid
She's
that
still going. She's still going.
She is not going down.
Wow.
And
that move goes to Dynamite.
In unison right there. That was just a hell of a run, man. Wow.
That was a run.
Crowd.
Baby Ray, number 24 for the Phantoms, just broke a 55-yard run for a touchdown
It's 28-0 Phantom.
Hey, if we had any problem who we were going to decide with the MVP was the case, that run was there.
As I said at about, 2 minutes left in the third quarter, who my vote for MVP of the game was, that just proves it right there.
Wow. How many tackles did she break on that play? 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, I think about 6 people from the showgirls at least took their hands on her and she couldn't bring her down.
Wow. That was a hell of a run, man. Another run up the middle by Dozer, and that is another
two-point conversion.
The score is now 30-0. 30-0 for the Phoenix Phantoms over our own Las Vegas Showgirls. Here's Cheyenne High School, George R. Perry Memorial Football Stadium. Wow. That was an amazing run, man.
Woo! I'm speechless, you know. It's got defense. They're tired.
I mean, the crowd is going for the Las Vegas Showgirls here, but that play was just amazing enough that everyone got off their feet and went crazy for it.
As you just heard the guy in the crowd, he said, we need some receivers for the Showgirls. I agree. 9:47 left in the third quarter. 30-0. What is going on?
But, like you said, Mike, first game of the year, the penalties killed them, drop passes killed them. There's not much you can do. Brittany Chase is putting the ball where her receivers need to go get it, and they're just not doing it. And as far as the Phantoms, they're just running the ball down their throat. There's nothing they can do right now to stop them. That defense is tired.
As you can see here, well, you can't see, but I can see the crowd is very disappointed. A couple of them are heading out a little bit early. Wow, there we go. Pick it up. 55 to the solo. Maddie Gall. This is going away. Down to the bench at the 12-yard line. Beautiful return from midfield. There you go. That'll get
the kids going.
That will get you fired up. Beautiful return. Number 55, Maddie Gall. 56-yard return on the kickoff down to the 12-yard line at Phantom territory. Wow.
Once again, for score updates on today's game, you can check out twitter.com/WFBTalk. We're just under 9.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and the Showgirls finally showing some life, Mike.
Exactly. At least one big play breaks it up and gets the team pumped up, and hopefully they can convert here. Keep the penalties to a minimum and hopefully catch some passes.
Cheerleaders are trying to get the crowd pumped up, trying to get the girls back in this game. Baby Chino's trying to get the Showgirls back in the game. Let's go, girls.
You know, I don't think Baby Chino could have picked a more annoying song to play, but I'm stoked right now.
Brittany Chase under center. Offset eye form in the backfield. 3 wide receivers for the Showgirls. Hands it off. Up the middle.
That's number 88, Gina Lorenzo, the fullback.
She's a big girl.
She's a big girl. When I say fullback, fullback. She's a fullback.
She did get about 4 or 5 yards on that play. It'll be 2nd and 5 on the 7-yard line, I'd say.
Keep running the ball. Come on, coach. Keep running the ball.
Hey, I'm excited, man. This is the first excitement we've seen for the Showgirls all day today.
A beautiful return by Maddie Gallman. It could be 5. The game breaker right there. Unfortunately, it is 30-0, but hopefully the Showgirls have put the points up here.
Las Vegas Showgirls finally showing some life here in the fourth quarter. Hands it off. Again, the number 88.
Gina Lorenzo.
That one didn't look so good this time.
And you got an injured shoulder on the field. We have an injury timeout coming up.
Seriously, if this is a sign of things to come in the IWFL, the rest of the teams in that league are going to be in trouble. These Phoenix Phantoms look tough, man. And this is only their first year in that league. So the other team, like Coach Adrian said before the game, he wants to mop up the IWFL, and I think they might be able to do that this year.
I think number 44 for the Showgirls, Missy Coley, was a critical drop. She's going to be mopping up the locker room tonight.
injured player off the field. Good to see she walks off on her own power. And we got third down and six coming up here. The Showgirls.
On their own 8-yard line, 7-8 yard line. Again, Chase under center, offset eye. Toss back to pass. Oh, screen. Yeah.
Ugly pass.
Way overthrown.
Very ugly pass.
Yeah, all those teams in the Pacific Southwest Division of the IFWL, like the California Quake and the Tucson Monsoon, are going to be in trouble when they have to go through the Phoenix Phantoms this year, man. They are a tough, tough team.
They are a good team. They are solid on defense. They got a beautiful running game. Our quarterback's a veteran. They got a lot of good things to look forward to.
Time out on the field here. Coach Lee wants to talk to his girls, get them fired up here for this fourth down attempt. 30-0, just under 8 minutes here to go at Cheyenne High School. Fourth down coming up, about 4th and 9. Showgirls need to get in the end zone right now, Mike. They need to show
something.
You know,
it's more or nothing, you know. You got to go for it.
There's Chino. Chino's on the field. Dancing it up. Chino's firing up the crowd right now.
It's past his bedtime, but he's doing the Debbie anyway.
Not
the cheerleader type.
Not only is he one of the best DJs in the world, he can dance too.
Those kids got some moves, man.
Lisa's getting the crowd fired up. We were trying to get the girls to wobble a little bit. Still wobble.
Yeah, fourth down here coming
fourth
up.
Fourth down. Let's go, Brittany. Get him in the end zone here, baby.
All right,
yeah,
clean
pass. Yeah. Into the end zone. That's a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Woo! Finally for the Las Vegas Showgirls as they get into the end zone for the first time today.
Passed up by number 29, Kerry Walter. She's also the leading all-time receiver for the Showgirls. And she just proved it right there with that touchdown.
Yes, she is.
It's always good to not have a blowout on your home turf.
Well, it's still a blowout, but at least they got on the board.
Well, you know, you're not getting swept at least, you know.
2-point conversion attempt for the Showgirls. Completed pass. Another 2 points for the girls. Now 30-8 with 7:52 left to go in the fourth quarter. Are you expecting an onside kick here, Mike, you think? Onside kick possible here?
You never know. I personally would probably go for it. You know, your defense is already tired. It'll give them a shorter field. And hopefully, you know, we get the ball back.
The crowd here at Cheyenne High School is definitely starting to wobble a little bit.
Yeah,
a
little
USA,
you know.
Stadium.
Exactly. You know, you had to have discipline on this Showgirls team. You know, you got players dancing on the sideline trying to get everybody pumped up, but when you're down 30-8, there's no room for that at all. Kickoff here coming up very soon. 7:52 left in the fourth quarter. I was expecting to see an onside kick.
The crowd is moving, man. Crowd is boogieing. Great family-friendly atmosphere here at Cheyenne High School. Bring the kids out. Next week, we got another 3 games for you. 8-on-8.
Oh, wow.
Not an onside kick here.
That's the middle linebacker there, OB, for the Phantoms.
Yep, number 4. She's a beast, and she keeps it going.
Got a late flag there, late flag on the play.
I'm getting a little chilly here, Mike. A little chilly.
Oh, come on. You'll be all right.
I wish I had a jacket right about now. But.
Well, you do have a jacket, but, you know, you're a gentleman. You gave it to your wife, so, you know, it's okay.
That girl, Mike. That girl. 7:38 left here in the fourth quarter. I was expecting an onside kick there, Mike. What happened? Hopefully, just lost
I'm surprised. You know, he's got confidence in his defense, you know, despite how bad they played in the second half. I don't know. That's the coach's decision he made. So I'm going to start dancing here.
How could you have confidence in your defense after what they've been doing this half?
Hey, maybe the coach knows something we don't. You know, you just got to play it out.
I think it's an exhibition game. He's probably just wants to see his defense out there get a little bit of.
get a little bit of experience here. Like you said, that's all he wants the team to do right now.
Got the Showgirls cheerleaders doing the kid and play over here to Africa Bambaataa, Planet Rock. I love it. Panthers first down and 10. Head off to number 20, Tozer. He takes it for about 12 yards.
Another big run right out the middle, man.
Showgirls territory. It'll be at the 28-yard line, first and 10.
They're going to run it right down their throat, fast and end zone again.
You know, since I said before, if they ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, there's nothing that they can do right now to stop them. Unfortunately, I'd like to see a little bit more effort from the Showgirls defense, but just not happening today. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 30-8, Phoenix Phantoms over the Las Vegas Showgirls here for 2012 Hot Bowl. Another handoff on the middle.
You know what they need right now is a turnover.
Yeah, that would be nice, but
more games,
Every stop is a play here. Baby Chino is just getting it right now.
He's trying to keep the crowd alive, you know. A good strategy on his part. Although I still think he should be in bed at home right now. He's 8 years old.
Yep. That's all I got, Kevin. Yep.
On walk it out on. The Panthers are walking all over the Showgirls. They're running game right now.
Second and 5 right here. A toss. That's going to be a false start on the famous Phantoms. Side judge goes a flag. Phantoms haven't had too many penalties today. They've played a pretty disciplined game. Besides a few of the extracurricular activities after the game, you know, which when tempers are flaring, you can't really stop that. But
you can blame that on the adrenaline, you know, from before the game. Pretty much the rest of the game, they toned down. And that's what their coach Adrian was looking for: execution and no penalties and keep it to the basics.
So after that 5-yard penalty, it'll be second down and 10 here for the Phantoms. With 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, 30-8, Phantoms with the lead over the Las Vegas Showgirls. Hagerston under center. Halfback toss. Running to the right. That's for Foster.
Oh, big hit over there.
Stops it for
big
no gain.
By,
probably a 2-yard loss. That's 22.
That's Nicole Dixon, Showgirls. Big hit on that play.
It's going to be third down at about 12 here from the 29-yard line of the Phoenix Phantom. Is that the Rossi back in the game? Is she back in shotgun there? Yeah, looks like number 16 back in the game for the Phantom. Hands off to number 27. Is that Carolina Gunnier? Yes, a good player.
He's on the Chicago team. Yeah, I know that defensive end.
He was. Adewale, right? Adewale Agunye. Yeah.
Adewale, yeah. You should know that, of course, being a Bears fan.
That's why I keep mispronouncing your name, I think.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're used to it.
And was that about 4th and 7 from the 23-yard line? Phantoms are going to go for it.
Angel DeRossi back in the game. What do you think about that?
Hey, coach wants to get a score right here. She's back in shotgun. She's got that cannon. She's going for it all. Into the end zone. Ooh, just overthrows Foster.
That was a poor throw on DeRossi's part.
That is, however, going to be a turnover on downs with 4:17 remaining, and the Las Vegas Showgirls will get their offense back on the field.
I mean, could you really justify your starting quarterback getting hurt when you're winning 30-8 by putting her back in the game late fourth quarter?
In a preseason game? No.
I couldn't. No, absolutely not. That's just uncalled for.
Well, that just shows you how much faith Coach Adrian has on his offensive line that she is not going to get hit, but you never know, right? You never know. One person sinks to that line and pops her, and you never know what can happen in a football game for sure. It's going to be first and 10 here for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Chino getting the crowd pumped up with a little House of Pain. 4:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Pretty Chase under center. Off that eye. 3 wide receivers in this set. Intercept.
Oh, no. Tripped the ball. He stripped the ball.
That,
I
was about to
say, I'm going to pick
baby
off my
Ray
number four,
again.
OB. Oh, baby
no,
Ray,
baby Ray again. You know, I saw her lined up. I thought she was going to blitz. She dropped back, and the pass went right to her, went out of her hands, and went right into the Las Vegas Showgirls receiver's
hands. Yeah, it looks like number 23, Vanessa Hernandez, the tight end, stripped the ball out of Baby Ray's hands for a completed pass for the first down. Not a first down, second down. I apologize.
But she took it out of bounds, so the clock stops there. That's important. Showgirls want to save as much time as they possibly can.
Smart football.
It's second and four. About the 30-yard line here for Las Vegas Showgirls. Again, Chase under center, off that eye. Oh, man, she got pummeled.
That was
OB. OB,
that was OB.
The line, man. Nobody can stop OB on that play.
You got these two stars on the Phantom, number 24, Baby Ray, and number 4, OB. They're killing it out there.
Yeah. And it's funny that Coach Adrian, those are the two ladies he told us about starting before the game.
Yeah, we
watch out for them, and for sure, those are the two that we had to watch out for today.
They're definitely the game makers of this game right now on offense and defense.
I think we should have told Coach Lee to look out for those two, but I think he actually knew to look out for those two, but there's not much Showgirls can do right now to stop them.
Not at all.
Man, another offside. No, that's got to be offside. Yeah, there you go. OB was in the backfield before the ball was even snapped.
A little overzealous there. That's good to be in a player, though. You got that piss and vinegar you got to have. Good to have.
She knows what's coming, so she's just going to rush the quarterback as hard as she can. I mean, the Showgirls are down so much right now, they have to pass. That offside makes it third and three. It's going to be third and three here with 3:13 remaining in the fourth quarter in the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Phoenix Phantoms up 3-8 over the Las Vegas Showgirls. Again, twitter.com/WFBTalk is where you can go to find the score update that our lovely producer BJ has put up there. Chase drops back to pass. Overthrown.
Overthrown. Poor pass for Chase there.
She did get popped right there.
The whole game.
She got popped right there by Stephanie Hahn, number 40 on the Phoenix Phantoms, man. Another veteran player that the Phantoms have. They've been playing together for a long time, man. There's nothing much you can do. They have a lot of experience. I mean, like we said earlier, their quarterback has 11 years experience. They also have four all-stars on their team.
And it's obviously showing for this game being the score 30-8, you know. It's just one of those things, you know, you got to buckle down, go to practice, and try to come back next week with a better head in the game and more intensity.
Fourth and three right now for the Showgirls.
What
was it there?
Snap. I don't know what that was. That center needs to pay attention more. Looks like the center snapped the ball, brought the ball back, and then tried to snap it again. Can't do that.
I think Chase was trying to get them to jump offside, so she was trying to, you know, a different call, and the center wasn't in tune with her there.
Another
penalty.
You're going to use a hard count. Make sure your center knows what the count is.
It's another penalty against the Showgirls. Chino is getting the crowd hyped.
And it's fourth down and fourth and eight from the Showgirls 26.
They're in punt formation, but they did fake it earlier, so you never know. They could have a little trick.
Coach it twice.
Coach Lee could have a trick up his sleeve here. Nope, just a straight punt. Hell of a punt there.
And guess who it is? Number four, OB catches the ball for the Phantom. Plus a stiff arm. It gets nailed at midfield.
And she's still going. She's still going.
Wow. Nobody can tackle this girl.
She's a beast. She's a beast, man. Her and Baby Ray, two MVPs of this game for the Phoenix Phantoms, man.
It's a big two instead of the big three for the Phantoms.
2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. What do you expect, Mike, from the Phantoms right here? They're just going to run the clock out, right? That's all they got to do.
I mean, it'd be smart football just to get on the ball, run it, and run the clock down. Hopefully, you know, it'd be optimistic. Hopefully, the fans, the Showgirls can get a turnover or something similar. You know, we'll see what happens.
We got a new fielder here on the field, gentlemen, about
Not very spelt. I wouldn't say it's very spelt.
I don't mean to be offensive or anything, but I don't think that's a gentleman. I'm sorry.
No? I think it was.
I don't know. Rather large individual, if you must say. I don't want to put his gender on it. I don't want to offend anybody.
Again, thank you for being
here, Lester.
Thank you for listening to the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. You all right there, buddy?
I'm fine, you know. We can step on each other all night, and we'll still get it done.
It's a little delayed here between us.
It is a little delayed, but, you know, you just got to adapt to the situation and roll with the punches. Showgirl's coming out of a defensive puddle right now. Love it, Biggie. Rest in peace, Biggie. 15-year anniversary yesterday.
Coach Lee still coaching as much as he can, man. He's fired up in that huddle, getting those girls going.
And still, they have the starting quarterback in.
Oh, wow. Makes a hell of a pass.
Catch by number 6.
That's actually Henderson, who was the former quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback to quarterback there. Hell of a play for the Phantoms.
I guess the coach has been run with the conventional way of offense, you know, in the last couple minutes of the quarter, and the ball was starting quarterback in show.
The Phantoms want to put up more points right now. They want a 30-point win. 22 points is not enough for them.
They're going for the throat right now.
There's a two-minute warning. Two-minute warning. Clock is not working.
This game should be void. The clock's malfunctioning. We should just start all over tomorrow.
Hey, I'll come back out here again tomorrow. Why not?
Absolutely. I'm having a great time.
Looks like it should be good weather again tomorrow, too. Nice 70-degree day here in Vegas.
Like the referee's coming over here to yell at the clock manager. Should be interesting.
I think he really just wants to go and hang out with the cheerleaders. I think that's why he's going over here. He wants to get a better view of the cheerleaders. Yeah, we got it right, bud. I think he just wanted to get a better view of the cheerleaders doing their dances. Maybe he wanted to get an autograph from Baby Chino, possibly.
It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Phantoms on the Showgirls 29-yard line. 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Score 30-8.
Wow. Did you get your autograph from Baby Chino yet?
Not yet. You know, I'm still, you know, I'm probably going to go down there and lecture his father and ask him why his son isn't in bed. It's, you know, 8 years old.
1st and 10 here from the Phantoms. A fumble on the snap.
Oh, boss fumble.
Here we go. Let's go, Showgirls. Oh. That ball dropped them back about 20 yards on that fumble miscue.
Dangerous play for Angel DeRossi. Looks like she was in slow motion out there trying to chase the ball. Good thing she fell on it. That's the first thing they teach you in Pop Warner football. If there's a fumble, you fall on it. Don't try to pick it up.
That's a loss of about 20 yards there on that first down. Coach Lee gets timeout in. Wants to get in there and tell his girls a little something.
And it doesn't matter. It's 30-8 right now in the fourth quarter with a minute 36 left. And he's still out there with the intensity that it's nothing at the start of the first.
Sign of a good
coach. That's the kind of coach I want to play for.
The good mentor.
It is, absolutely.
And he wants you to bring your girls out here to the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League. Intramural signups once again this Tuesday, March 12th and 13th. Football Camp 101. About 150 girls already signed up for the Chi-Town Lady Shields. It's free. And also, there's going to be a camp out here next Saturday, March 17th, from 3 to 4 p.m. with the Las Vegas Showgirls right here at Cheyenne Football Stadium.
It's going to be 2nd and 28 for the Phantoms coming up here.
You want to get your girls involved in this at a young age so they can be a part of the Las Vegas Showgirls when they grow up. It's all about starting me up.
All right, here.
Do you have a cough button on your mic there?
No, I do not, actually. I'm actually broadcasting from a cellular phone. I don't have a dump button or a cough button, but we're trying to make best of what we got.
No. Those showgirls, showgirls are still going hard, man, trying to get the fans into it.
And they've definitely earned their paycheck for the week. The team, on the other hand, I don't know so much.
Got a minute and 25 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Third and a mile for the Phoenix Phantoms. And DeRossi's back in shotgun once again. She's going for it. She got that arm. 11-year quarterback completes it to Higgerson, who is the backup quarterback for the team. Big hit there by the showgirl. Nice hit.
Looks like
an
18-yard game.
Yeah, about a, let's say about a 18-yard or so game. And Coach Lee, he's not going to hold on to the timeouts, man. He's going to use them. Like you said, he's acting like this game is tied right now, nothing.
Yeah, that's a good coach. You know, he's out there with the intensity of this. You know, he still has a chance to win the game, which he doesn't. But he's a good coach. He's dedicated, and he's intense. That's what a good coach acts. Good quality. Great coach. I would love to play for him.
Also, if anyone's missed the live broadcast of tonight's game, they can catch the podcast shortly after this broadcast on the independentsportsnetwork.com. You catch all the full action once again.
Well, I don't think the showgirls will be reviewing the game, much. I think they just want to put this one behind
them. I'm sure Coach Lee will be looking at the tape, though. He wants to see what went wrong tonight. And we can tell you, drop passes and penalties.
Exactly.
It just the focus. Just seems like the focus wasn't there today. I don't know. You would think that the first game of the season, you'd be all in, ready to go, and I mean, it's a jackpot bowl for Christ's sake. You want to win that.
I would definitely take his wide receivers inside this week with his wide receiver coach and have some kind of prep song or some kind of drill to avoid
all
these
What's that egg drill? Throw the egg back and forth.
Soft hands.
That's what you need.
I think Mighty Ducks 93. Gordon Bombay with the soft hands. He needs to come out and give
Somebody
number 44.
Somebody defend himself, Emilio!
He needs to come out and give Misty Cole, number 44, the showgirls a lesson in soft hands.
You think they need to call the Mighty Duck Man in himself?
Absolutely.
Coach Lee, get on that. Emilio needs to be out here next week.
I mean, it is only 30-8. I know that's a large margin, but if some of these passes were caught, scored, you know, it would be a completely different ballgame.
Yep. Totally. DeRossi's still out there passing. She got hit hard on that one, though.
DeRossi got hit hard. Oh, she popped right back up. Looked like she was hurt there for a second.
4th and 12 at the turnover for the Las Vegas Showgirls with 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter.
He's still throwing the ball. It's, you know, the game would have been over already. Now he's got a stop clock. It's 4th down with a minute left to go. It's just unexcusable by the coach Adrian and the Phantom.
First game of the year, Mike. He wants to get his team practice. This is like practice for them right now.
Actually, it looks like that was the 4th down. We made a mistake. It's a turnover on down. It's Showgirls ball on the 28-yard line.
You know who doesn't need any practice? DJ Baby Chino, man. He is on it tonight.
I need to go home and practice. I'm feeling kind of vulnerable listening to him, man. I DJ myself, and he's pretty good.
Brittany Chase
Brittany
once
Chase.
Again under center.
Yeah, Brittany Chase.
Wide open.
Another drop pass. Is the goal number 44 again? Man, she's going to get a hard lesson in soft hands this week. Wide open, drop the ball, 40-yard line. Inexcusable.
I think it was Hernandez. I think it was Vanessa Hernandez. I think it was
Vanessa Hernandez. I'm sorry. I'm thinking
Vanessa
about Missy Foley too much. I apologize. That, either way, you shouldn't be dropping this many passes.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you? Why don't you get out there and show them what's up, Big Mike?
I'm wearing flip flops right now, but I'll do my best. I'm kind of afraid of number 4.
Back to pass once again. Another drop pass.
I'd hate to get hit by OB on the Phantom.
That was number 44 on that pass, and that was a bad pass by Brittany Chase. I think I'm getting her mixed up with Chase Daniel, who used to be a quarterback at Missouri.
Missouri,
yeah.
Missouri. He's actually, I don't know what.
He's in the NFL.
He's
I think he's
for.
The Saints. He's a backup for the Saints for Drew Brees, which he never gets in.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. You know, he could be the starter this year because they're not re-signing Drew Brees anytime soon. You know, that's poor decision making there by the Saints.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a big mistake. Paying players to go hurt other players, that's just not a good thing.
Horrible.
And that coach, Greg Williams, should never be allowed to coach in the NFL again.
I think something like that, you know, disciplining action would be necessary as well. You know, that's inexcusable and it's just wrong. You know, with all the stuff that Roger Goodell does for the NFL with all these lawsuits with all the older players with, you know, concussions and everything.
Yep.
A terrible thing to do, you know, especially if you're paying players to, you know, take other players
like,
out.
Like Charles Barkley said, they did that in the NBA, but it wasn't as organized as this was. It wasn't a coach going out there and telling you, you know, to go hurt somebody and maybe end their career or something like that. That is going to be the end of the game today. Unfortunately, for our hometown Las Vegas Showgirls, they came up just a little bit short today. 30-8 is going to be the final. The Phoenix Phantoms win this game here at Cheyenne High School, and they win the 2012 Jackpot Bowl. Again, we should thank our sponsors, if I can find them real quick. Baby
like
Chino has sent us a shout-out.
I feel like Bob Uecker in Major League right now.
Ah, who gives a crap?
Who gives a crap?
Someone does care, Mike, and we're going to have to give it to him right now. Thank you to our sponsors once again, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, The Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Body by Coach Lee, the ultimate workout, the Elite Sports Football League. That's not it. Here it is. No, this isn't it. Oh, well, whatever. Cheyenne High School, the girls intramural sports at Cheyenne High School, the What's Up NFL Flag Football League, and the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas. Also, 20 Second Fitness, Atomic 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy, LLC, and ESEA. Again, it's not too late to become a partner with the Las Vegas Showgirls. Just go on their website, lvshowgirls.com, or sign up by seeing Mr. OV, the general manager of the Showgirls. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Independent Sports Network here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Mike Slater with my partner, Mike DeMore. It was a blast, buddy.
Hey, I had a blasty blast. Hopefully we can do this again, huh?
We will. We shall. Again, the final score is 30-8. Phoenix Phantoms win the 2012 Jackpot Bowl over your Las Vegas Showgirls. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week, March 17th. Three games, 8-on-8. The Las Vegas Showgirls will be playing, if I can find it, against the Ventura Black Widows, Salt City Archangels, and the Nevada Storm next weekend right here at Cheyenne Football Field. Thank you again for listening. Have a great night, folks.